We're going to travel to Oakville in week number two. For St. Charles, they've got a road game as the Windsor Owls host St. Charles for week two. It's Cuba going to Herman and Fox back at home for week number two. They've got Clayton this evening. The Afton Cougars travel to take on the Sekman Jaguars and Northwest at home tonight, welcoming in Riverview Gardens. One game scheduled for tomorrow has Central on the road at MICDS. We are just about to send it out to the studios. Make sure you check back in with us as we come back to the studio for the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show. And we will recap a very busy end of the night with a Home Pools and Spas in Jones show on regional radio. But you never have to miss a single score if you keep an eye on that Presbyterian Manor scoreboard that you can find at MIMOinfo.com. That's MIMOinfo. com. Let's send it out to our broadcast locations for week two. Welcome to DeSoto High School out here, where we have the DeSoto Dragons playing host in their home game, their first home game against the Bishop DeBorg Cavaliers from the St. Louis area. Will Cheshire alongside you with a special guest in here doing some color with us. You might know his name, familiar in the baseball ranks, Coach Zach Bone. Just Coach, how you doing?
Doing very well, Will. I don't know how special having me as a guest is, but excited to be here. Should be a good night of football.
Hey, don't sell yourself short, all right, Coach?
We got the DeSoto Dragons. They come in with a 1-0 record after a 23-15 victory over Perryville. Like Coach Johnson has said, it was a survive and advance a type game. And that one, they had to suffer an injury that hurt with their running back as well. They also had three players who were unavailable, three crucial players, Lamont Allen, Brendan Boyd, and Jordan Anderson. All three of those players are back for today. Bishop DeBoer comes into this one 0-1. They lost last week against Lift for Life Academy up in the St. Louis area, 21-14 to open up their season. And that team, Bishop DeBorg, a very young team, very youthful. They graduated 19 players last year, and they only have four returning starters. And Zach, when you have that much youth on your team and just kind of four experiences, just how much more difficult does that kind of make it for really any sports out there with that?
Oh, sure. Well, I think, you know, inexperience in any sport is tough to overcome, particularly early in the year. There's certainly a learning curve with any age group of kids, but particularly when you have a group who's young across both lines of scrimmage as DeBorg is. So, you know, going to be an interesting battle up front. I'm sure there's an adjustment period for the DeBorg youngsters, but some talented kids as well. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the DeSoto Dragons, Mr. Chris Johnson, here in 1 minute here on KJF.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the Noble Deal.
Noble. It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with a No Bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate, or about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months. Or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, yeah. Lucas Smith Chrysler Noble.
Joined now here at the KJF Regional Radio for the pregame here with Coach Johnson of the DeSoto Dragon football team. And Coach, it's the night home opener. How's the team feeling? How are you feeling?
We're good. We've been waiting a long time for this. So it's one of those things, that clock can't move fast enough. Let's get this thing going.
Are the guys all amped up, ready to go?
Absolutely. It's one of those where juice has been flowing. You're hoping that they got enough rest during the day, and we did a good job on our pregame planning, that they'll be peaking and the energy will be ready to tip right about kickoff.
How would you assess the week of practice?
It's been good. The temperature skyrocketed a little bit, so we definitely had some hot temperatures, but I thought our guys did a good job at fighting through it and learning how to grind, even though you're hot and you're tired and you're trying to get back in the swing of things. But I thought we had a good week of practice. Hopefully, we'll perform well tonight.
Coach, keys to success, to victory for tonight against Bishop DeBoer.
I think a lot of it is what we did last week. I think that's going to be the key for us, is we'll hopefully be able to score more points than we did last week.
It's not a problem.
If we take care of the football and play good defense, the points will come on offense. If our defense does what they did last week and just continues to get better and continues to do a good job at making good open field tackles and take the ball away a couple of times, I think we'll be okay.
And how helpful will it be to get Lamont Allen back, Anderson, and Pulley as well?
I'll tell you after the game, but right now I'm excited to see those guys on the field finally, and feel like we can actually start to do a lot of the things that we've been working on during the summertime to get ourselves in this position. It's a little rough. Our running back's not going to be there tonight, so we're going with the two guys that did a great job last week, and we're going to lean on them again to carry us in the run game.
And just who are those guys?
Mike Webb and Austin Akers are going to be the two guys that carried the football last week, and they're going to go have to pick up the torch and do it again this week.
Coach, thanks very much for your time. Best of luck.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks.
The bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now here on KJEP, the pregame show with the head coach of the Bishop DeBoer High School football team, and that is, of course, Brian Simmons. And Coach, just how's the team feeling? It's the second game of the year. You guys lost a close one last week. How was this week's practice?
This week's practice was a pretty good practice. All kids came in with a good attitude. They feel pretty good about it and getting more confidence, you know, as the week go on.
What types of things did you pick up from last week that you can kind of focus on this week to try to improve on?
Just basically, you know, doing our job, you know, not making the stupid mistakes. And, you know, a lot of last week, what it had to do with last week, you know, kids was tired, so they better in shape.
Okay,
now.
And then I'll just throw it back to you.
You know, just got
to
go from there.
Mentally, just how hyped up are the kids and ready? It's still early on in the season. They got all that energy still going?
Yeah, it's still early in the season. I'm going to say they so hyped up, they, you know, trying to stay focused. You know, all the hype, you know, is for other people. So I think a lot of my kids, they really don't get hyped up. They just try to stay focused.
Playing at DeSoto again, of course, you played them last year as well. Just what are your three keys to success? Or it doesn't have to be three keys, but just keys to success in this game.
Limit the mistakes. Do our job and follow through.
Hey, Coach, thanks very much for your time. Best of luck today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
The DeSoto School District would like to thank the students, staff, parents, and patrons for all of your continued support as we continue to build the future together. DeSoto Schools are a proud member of the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Okay, I have like a month more experience than you, so I'm offended.
The games are competitive, but they're also an educational experience for all players.
I said I have a month more experience than you. I'm offended.
Show respect and sportsmanship throughout all the games this coming season. Go Dragons!
At Dietrich Mothershead Funeral Home in DeSoto, the caring staff believes in providing value and trust. Every family deserves a perfect and final tribute, but making decisions in a trying time isn't easy. Alleviate that burden from your family with a prearranged funeral plan. The compassionate staff will sit down with you, discuss your needs, and listen to your concerns. Dietrich Mothershead Funeral Home, 220 North Main in DeSoto. There for you in your time of need.
Back to the DeSoto High School with the DeSoto Dragons are getting ready to host the Bishop Dvorak Cavaliers in their home opener. These two teams familiar with each other. Of course, they played against each other last year at Bishop Dvorak High School. DeSoto came away with the big 28-21 victory. Head coach Chris Johnson, this is his first season at the helm for DeSoto. He's been an assistant the last couple of years. And the coach for Bishop Dvorak, Brian Simmons, and he's only been around for, this will be his second season, but he has a lot of success over in his previous coaching career. He was a head coach at Lutheran North. He made it to the semifinals in state and the quarters in state during his tenure there. Spent 3 years at Hazelwood North as well, made two semifinal appearances at state and one quarterfinal appearance there. Zach, I got to ask you, as a coach yourself, when you make it to the semifinals three times and you just can't quite get over the hump to the championship, how bad do you want it?
Well, hopefully I'll find out someday and I'll let you know firsthand. But I'll say this. I think, you know, I'm sure Coach Simmons is very proud of those groups that were able to have that success. You know, so a lot of times, especially towards the end of the year when you get a lot of good football or baseball or basketball teams involved, the margin of error is so thin for guys. So, I'm sure Coach Simmons is very proud to have coached those groups. But, you know, it's certainly a career football guy. Guy who obviously loves the game, and I'm certain he has just as much fire for it as he ever has. So it should be a good football game tonight. I'm sure Coach Johnson's wanting to make a good impression here in the home opener, and obviously a good football guy as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Johnson, he's been loving it, trying to promote the DeSoto High School football team and get a good turnout here. And the stands, pretty decently filled. People still coming, and I really can't see that well, but down the line by the concession stand, lots of people standing around.
Get close to the concession stand. There's people smarter than you and I will.
Yeah, absolutely. As it looks like the DeSoto Dragons and Bishop Dvorak are done with the coin flip, determining who's going to kick or receive. We'll find out here in just a moment who is doing a which. Of course, DeSoto is going to be led by their third-year quarterback, senior Zach Smith. And Zach, a very important part of this offense. Last week, though, DeSoto struggled throwing the ball, just 3 of 14 passing, but a lot of that was because they didn't have Lamont Allen or Jordan Anderson on the outside at receivers. Allen last year had 32 catches for 563 yards and 7 touchdowns. And the Dragons, they have elected to kick off. They'll defer to the second half. Bishop Dvorak will receive. The Dragons in their green uniforms, white helmets, kicking off in the 40-yard line left to right. So that means Bishop Dvorak will be driving right to left, and Dvorak is wearing their white jerseys, black sleeves, and black pants with the white socks, white helmets as well. We'll have your starting lineups here in just a minute as well as we look at the Bishop Dvorak. But special teams, that's something that kind of gets overlooked a little bit in football, though, at least in terms of people watching it and everything like that. Coaches, I'm certainly see it, but special teams very important.
Oh, sure. I think a couple of good coaches like Coach Johnson, Coach Simmons, I would expect recognize the value in that and play in the field position game as well. So, be interesting to see how it starts here. Well,
here we go. The crowd getting to their feet and ready. It's getting loud here at DeSoto High School as they're set to play under the Friday night lights for the first time of the 2016 season and under first-year head coach Chris Johnson. Getting set to kick off for DeSoto, Mason DeRoos, a solid kicker. Had a field goal last week. He's doing the kickoff duties, and the kick is up, and it's on the way, and it's high in the air, and it's going to land at about the 25-yard line. A running start by Bishop Dvorak. They get it moving across the 30, out to the 32-yard line. Far ahead, returned on the play, on the way by Ronnie Warren. So Ronnie Warren, the senior, returns it out to the 32-yard line. We'll break down the starters for you on offense here for Bishop Dvorak. Starting along the offensive line, Ryan Warren, DeAndre Hamilton, Dalton King, Jordan King. Those are twins. Ben DeClue, Kyle Noah is your quarterback, a junior. Wide receiver Darius and Nance, running backs Dominic Groening, Devontae Jennings, Tariq Mack, and Ronnie Warren. Look for Bishop Dvorak to come out in a spread offense, and that's exactly what they're in right now. One running back to his left, two out left, receivers one out right. They're going to throw, and it's a screen pass on the first play out, and it's caught into the backfield. DeSoto swarms him. That's going to be a loss of about 3 yards, and the catch was to Matthew Davis. Davis on the screen and Coach DeSoto all over him there in the backfield.
Good penetration up front. Well, it looked like they got a good push from the defensive line and the linebackers filling into the backfield there.
Defensively for DeSoto along the defensive line, then Hangard on Allen DeClue, Johnny Williamson, the big senior, he leads that line, and then Garrett Young, Dominique DeMarco, Brendan Polite, and Dalton Cook are your linebackers, cornerbacks, Jordan Anderson and Jeremy Harmon, Mason DeRoos, and Caleb Keim. Snap, it's a handoff up the middle and running past the 35 into about the 38-yard line as he makes up for some ground there. Tackle on the play will go to Brendan Polite, the middle linebacker. He registered 40 tackles last year, had an interception, missed week one, but makes a nice play there.
Certainly nice to have a young man like that back.
Absolutely, and a senior at that as well. It's going to bring up third and about 5 yards for Bishop DeBorg here. Quarterback in the gun is Noah. He's got two receivers out left, one out right, and a tailback to his left. Lots of movement to start. There are the flags. We'll see if it's movement on the offensive line or if the defense made the line jump. We'll find out as we hear from the official.
Looks like we had someone get a little anxious up front there for DeBorg.
And sure enough, that's exactly what happened.
Offside against Dragons.
Interesting. They call two penalties. It's rare that usually one cancels out the other and causes that. But it's going to be an offsides on defense and then an illegal procedure on offense.
And that will be a Cavalier
first. Okay. Looks like they've changed their mind there. Looks like referee Doug Rada gave the illegal procedure sign first, but changed an offside call. Going to move the chains for DeBorg.
All right, so that's first and 10 at their own 43 for DeBorg. He's got a receiver out right and a receiver out left, a running back on the right. Quarterback Noah takes it. He's going to scramble off to the right side. Now he's going to throw on a deep pass. Has a man on the right sideline. Does he make the catch? Yes, he does. It is caught at the 37. That ball is caught by number 5, Matthew Davis. His second catch all the way down to the DeSoto 36-yard line on a pass that really looked like the quarterback Noah was going to take.
Absolutely. Well, Davis involved a couple times earlier, but what an athletic play by Noah there. He goes inside fake there, rolls to the right, and dumps a nice pass to Davis down the sideline.
Absolutely. So that'll reset this chains here. As that was a gain of, it looks like, about 15 yards on that one. So after the 15-yard pass play, Noah's in the gun, two out right, one out right, takes a snap. It's on the ground, fumble, recovered by the DeSoto Dragons, and they will take over possession at the 41-yard line. And wow, what a change of events that was.
Oh, absolutely. A little trouble with the exchange there in the shotgun for DeBorg. Ball was on the ground quickly, and a lot of penetration again by DeSoto. I don't know if that had the makings of maybe another bubble screen out to the right, but good penetration, really no time for Noah to react there.
Absolutely, a big, big break for DeSoto, a clear miscommunication, and now the Dragons will take over on offense. Senior quarterback Zach Smith coming out to lead it. DeSoto, they run the spread offense, and they like to go fast, and Smith's in the gun. He's got two out right, two out left. Allen is far, and Anderson close. The snap to Smith. They're throwing on the first play. Smith is pressured. He's going to throw deep. There's Lamont Allen, and he might have him, but the ball is tipped. A terrific defensive play out there by, it looks like, Tariq Mack on that one.
Unbelievable close there by Tariq Mack, just a freshman on the outside there. Looked like he was beat deep and comes in with a great pass deflection right at the end.
Absolutely, and Smith just a little bit underthrew that one. He had his man.
I think he'd like to have that one back, but certainly getting in a flow, getting a little rhythm of the game there, but had a man open down the sidelines.
So an incomplete pass to start before Smith. Now he's got trips out right. Allen is far to his left, running back at the backfield to his right. Smith in the gun, takes the snap. Now it's a quarterback keeper. Smith has room on the right side, gets a couple blocks, moves across the 50, all the way down inside the 40, still on his feet, inside the 35-yard line, and they're going to mark him down at the 34. Zach Smith with a gain of 26 yards, powering right up the middle.
Tremendous vision by Smith, the senior there. Well, look, he saw the seam inside, continue to keep the feet moving, and picks up a nice chunk for the Dragons.
So after a little underthrow on the pass, makes up for it with a big run, and we'll look at your starters here for DeSoto on offense. Lamont Allen, wide receiver. Jordan Anderson, the other receiver. Austin Akers is a tailback. Caleb Keim will play fullback, tight end, slot. Clayton Snudden along the line. Allen DeClue, Johnny Williamson, Dalton Cook, Jordan Northcutt, and Colton White in the backfield, in the gun. Zach Smith takes it once again on the option. He's going to hold on to it, and it looks like he's going to power his way and gain it all the way down to about the 30-yard line of Bishop DeBorg. So DeSoto driving here in their first attempt.
Got to love the effort, the toughness that Smith ran with on this possession.
That is one thing. Smith just keeping those legs turning.
The young man's running hard. You know, certainly some leadership and toughness out of the quarterback position is what you expect and like to have, but a couple pretty impressive runs by him here.
That's what you like to see out of your backfield. Mike Webb is in the backfield now. He's checked in the game. He's standing next to Smith. Two out left, two out right, and receivers. In the gun, back to pass. He's going to throw it deep over the middle. Looks like he has Caleb Keim, and he makes the catch inside the 15, now inside the 10-yard line, down to the 6. Caleb Keim with a big catch from Zach Smith on it looks like a 24-yard hookup over the middle.
Really nice seam route right there. Looks like Caleb Keim slid right in between the secondary and the linebackers there. May have been a blitz up front from the bird trying to get some penetration against the quarterback keeper there, but a really nice completion from Smith to Keim.
That's one thing, like you mentioned, Smith had ran it the two times before that. They elect a pass. It came up the middle, and they took advantage of it by throwing it over.
Sure, I think Smith's certainly shown they have to respect his ability to run the football.
Two out left, two out right. Running back Webb in the backfield. Smith in the gun, takes the pass. He's going to throw a fade out to Lamont Allen. Jeeps high in the air. He can't quite come down with an incomplete pass as it just was over his head in the fingertips. Falls incomplete, but a nice idea there on the fade.
That's certainly a really nice call there on first down. You give a chance for one of the best athletes in the area and your best receiver to get up and make a play. Well defended there by DeBerg on the outside.
Goal line set, second and goal now. From the 6-yard line of Bishop DeBorg, they have it on the right half. Smith in the gun. He's got a receiver out left, two out right, Webb in the backfield. Takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. Go right up the middle. Powers his way, keeping those legs turning. He's going to get stuffed at about the 2-yard line. And that's indeed Brother Markham. So it'll be third and goal from the 2-yard line coming up.
Another tough run by Smith. Well, he fakes the inside handoff, keeps himself, keeps those legs turning. Got him in a position to hopefully punch it in here for the Dragons.
Absolutely. Smith really is impressive as there's a sub coming in offensively for DeSoto to play among the line. It's Shannon Stranger. Allen is going to spread out left to Smith's right, I should say, will be Jordan Anderson. Two receivers. No, now going under center in the backfield. There's the give. Powers it off the right side, and he is swarmed and stuck by the Bishop DeBoer Cavalier defense. A gain of about nothing. So that's going to bring up an interesting call here for head coach Chris Johnson early in this one. Fourth and goal from the 3-yard line.
Let's see what Coach Johnson does here. You saw Smith under center there for the first time this evening. Tried to run a little power single back formation. Good penetration up front by DeBerg.
Akers with a gain of nothing on that one. So they're going for it, it looks like. Coach Johnson, that's something he has preached. He wants to be aggressive. They want to play fast, and he's sending that message right now. Akers is in the backfield. Smith under center, two out right. Another fade throw into the end zone. Lamont Allen leaps up, and he makes the catch. Touchdown DeSoto Dragons. The fourth down call pays dividends for DeSoto.
What a gutsy call by Coach Johnson DeSoto right there. Not only to go forward deep in their DeBerg territory on fourth and two, but to get it up and allow one of your playmakers to make a play. Great throw by Smith and a better catch by Lamont Allen.
And that's exactly what you were talking about earlier. You throw it to use your senior quarterback, throw it out to your best athlete, and that certainly worked there.
It was unbelievable. You know, they tried it on first down. It didn't quite work. A well-defended play by Tariq Mack on the outside, but continued to go back to the well. Lamont Allen's a playmaker, as he showed right there.
Now DeSoto looks like they're going to go for, you know, looks like they will. They're going to go for two. And out here, Zach Smith is the quarterback for the Dragons. And it looks like he got a penalty offsides. We'll see. Looked like an offsides, but there may have been movement to draw him. We'll see what the officials have to say.
Looks like they went with the old overloaded line there, Will, and maybe got someone to jump there from DeBerg.
Indeed they did. Now they most certainly will go for it here on the half-yard line that they'll get. So look at the officials in this game. Referee Doug Ratta, the umpire, and this one is Bill Ziegler. Your linesman, Don Meyer, line judge Terry Day, and your back judge, Joe Profaser, are out there doing the officials and calling this game here at DeSoto High School. Dragons now will go under center. Zach Smith is your quarterback. Running back is Akers in the backfield. And they're going to give it to Akers in the swarm. And now it's a fumble as it blows on the transfer. And Zach Smith dives on it at about the 13-yard line. And it's safe to say that is no good. So it'll be a 6-0 DeSoto lead.
Well, certainly. Went out and gave an aggressive look again. One of the hallmarks, as Coach Johnson spoke up, was when to get after, to attack and be the aggressor, and they've certainly done that going forward on fourth down and then decide to try and go for two right away.
So the DeSoto Dragons, they come away on a fourth and goal, a fade pass from Smith to Allen for the touchdown. It's 6-0 here at DeSoto High School, and that is where we stand. You're listening to 1400 KJET.
Are you ready for warm weather? Ready to head out of town on a great vacation?
Alrighty.
Book a memorable one that the whole family will remember by calling McFarland Travel at 636-937-5679. The friendly and knowledgeable staff will help you book
a warm and relaxing vacation.
And that's what you deserve. They'd love to get your vacation plans rolling. Just call McFarland Travel today at 636-937-5679. That's McFarlandTravel.com.
faculty and students at Jefferson R7 are proud of their students.
What time did that touchdown occur?
It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be a high-caliber athlete on and off the field. Stay driven, stay focused, and keep up all the hard work and teamwork.
5 minutes to play.
And all your efforts will pay off. This message brought to you by everyone at the Jefferson R7 schools. They say, go Blue Jays!
DeSoto Dragons hold a 6-0 lead after a Zach Smith to Lamont Allen touchdown pass to open up. There's 7:46 to play in the first quarter of action in this one. DeSoto will kick off. They went for two and failed to do so. But now they will be kicking it deep, and it looks like out there once again they're doing the kicking, Mason DeRoos. DeRoos is set, ready, two fingers in the air. The kickoff in the right hash on the 40. It's an onside kick, and it's a good one. Ball's on the ground. It's still loose, deep at about the 30. Everybody diving on it. It's loose, and there's a dog pile, and the officials haven't marked anything yet. Now the ball's loose. DeBoard has it. Cavaliers have it. They're running down the right sideline, across the 50, all the way down to the DeSoto Dragon 45.
My goodness, man. Yeah, you don't see that every day. Looked like the ball, like I said, no signal from the officials. The ball was never downed, I guess.
Wow, that was one of the crazier plays you'll see.
You certainly don't see that every day. Like I said, the ball continued to kick around. Great effort by the DeSoto special teams. Another gutsy, aggressive call by Coach Johnson. Looked like it was going to pay off from there, and just no one could quite secure the football.
So either way, it looks like the Cavaliers will start on the DeSoto 45-yard line. So great field position for the Cavaliers as they look to answer the DeSoto Dragon touchdown. Noah's got three receivers out left. They're running back to his right in the backfield. Takes the snap. There's the handoff. It's going to move across the left side, but tons of pressure by the Dragons, and they hit him right at the line of scrimmage, but getting in for about 1 yard. It looked like Caleb Kine jumped in.
Good pursuit in the backfield there. Well, it looked like it could have been a face mask there, potentially, and no flag thrown, and Kine gets out to the outside, makes the stop.
So big stop there. So it'll be second and nine now from the DeSoto Dragon 44-yard line on the hash to the left side. That's closest to the press box as Cavaliers going right to left. 6-0 DeSoto lead. Noah is now in the gun as it looks like once again they will show a little spread offense. They got trips out left, running back to Noah's right in the backfield. Noah in the shotgun, takes the snap. Now he's going to run it off the right edge. He's got some a little bit of space up the middle, and he powers his way up for a gain of about 3 yards. So it'll be third down and probably a long six coming up.
Be interesting to see what DeBerg runs here in third and medium to long here, Will. Looks like they've gone a couple screen passes, a couple design Noah runs. Have yet to see him really throw the ball vertically.
So just a 3 yard gain, and that is one thing. They haven't thrown the ball vertical yet. They have shown the spread, so they definitely have it in their playbook. And they have a third and seven from the 42 yard line of DeSoto. Now on the far hash, right side. Trips out left, running back to Noah's left. In the gun. The junior quarterback barks out his orders, and he takes the snap. Back to pass at about the 50. He's pressured. He's going to throw it out to the left side at the 40. Incomplete pass. No good. The intended receiver on that play was number 3, Tariq Mack, out of the backfield. The freshman unable to come up with the ball as that ball was overthrown. That'll bring up now fourth down.
Didn't look like that was going to be enough for first down yardage anywhere there. Mason DeRoos and Dominic DeMarco in hot pursuit. They get the incompletion. Looks like they'll go for it here on fourth down.
Yeah, so it'll be now fourth and seven from the 42-yard line of the DeSoto Dragons. A long 7 yards here. We'll see if Bishop can pick it up. Now they're going to move the receivers to two out right, one out left. We'll see what Coach Brian Simmons has planned up here as Noah looks to the sideline. In the gun now. It's a long look. Now a timeout is called by Noah on the right side, and they're going to talk this one over.
Looked like Noah's real comfortable with the look he had up front there, Will, and he takes the timeout there.
So just over 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter of action at DeSoto High School. It's the Dragons 6, the Cavaliers nothing. We'll see a fourth and seven from the DeSoto 43-yard line when we come back here on 1400 KJF.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the Noble Deal.
No Bull.
It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with a no-bull deal, the Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all-new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate, or about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months, or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deer, Lucas Smith Chrysler. Noble.
Noah takes the snap, rolls around to the right side, and he is sworn by the Dragons defense, and they stuff him on fourth down, and DeSoto will take over just about where they got the fumble recovery last time. They'll have it on their own 42-yard line.
Solid field position again for DeSoto. Will look like tried to go sprint option with Noah there, and a swarm of defenders really took the pitch man away and weren't able to get that positive yardage.
Not at all for the Cavaliers, and now DeSoto and Zach Smith looking to put together another scoring a drive in this one. Last time they went 60 yards to score on a touchdown to Lamont Allen. Smith had a 24-yard touchdown pass, and then of course the 3-yard touchdown throw. Smith's in the gun. He's got two out right, two out left. Takes the snap, hands it off, and now he keeps it right up the middle. He's got some room. He's across the 50. Gets a block. Now he's across the 40 on the far side. He's at the 30. He's got one man to beat at the 10. Cuts inside. Bulls his way all the way down to the half-yard line. Touchdown. They rule it. Zach Smith, a 58-yard touchdown run. That kid can do it all.
What a run by Smith again. Well, you talked about how hard the young man runs earlier. Gets a nice break down the field. Tremendous block by Lamont Allen inside the 5-yard line, and Smith steamrolls his way into the end zone.
And it was a little bit of a delayed call there by the official. He looked down, and then they ruled it up at the last second, gave him the touchdown call.
Yeah, certainly give credit to the official. He was right there on top of it.
Absolutely. So a big run there, 58 yards there from Zach Smith on that running play. Absolutely remarkable there. That's going to put him at 89 yards total on the play, a 54-yard touchdown run. Or a 58-yard touchdown run, beg your pardon. We'll see if they decide to go for two here, and indeed they will, as they look to kind of get back at two par. So that's a one play, 58 yards. If you're Coach Johnson, that's certainly an easy score.
Well, they'll certainly take it, and obviously it, you know, extends the lead, gives us some breathing room. But tremendous first quarter, tremendous first two drives for Zach Smith. He's really run the football well and come up with a great throw in the previous possession of Lamont Allen in the end zone.
Now he's going to power his way to the left side on the extra point for two. He's going to get swarmed by the Cavaliers. No good as Smith is pushed into the backfield. But the DeSoto Dragons, they add six more on a 58-yard touchdown run from Smith, who goes right up the middle, cuts to the left to the far sideline. And it is 12-0 DeSoto here with still just over 5 minutes to play in this one at DeSoto High School. We'll have more when we come back here on 1400 KJF.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center is now accepting medical and dental patients at our facility in Hillsboro. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again, 481-6040, or check us out online at mymoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Break your screen? Did your charge port go out? Missing important phone calls because your phone is broke? Come see the Screen Spot in Festus for all your electronic repair needs. They have years of experience and certified cell phone repair technicians on hand. Stop in today or visit thescreenspot.com and get a quote for your repair. The Screen Spot in Festus, located on Main Street behind the DMV. Visit in-store or thescreenspot.com.
Well, Welcome back to DeSoto High School with 5:41 to play. In this one, the Dragons lead it 12-0 after a 58-yard touchdown run from Zach Smith on one play. And the Dragons now getting set to kick off to the Cavaliers as it looks like Mack is in, set to return back there to Roast, his kicker. And he's kicking off from the far side, the left half this time, wearing the green of the Dragons. Lights are on and ready. The cowbell's ringing, and here comes the kick. It's up. And this one, it's a good one. Way back, all the way out at about the 10-yard line. The ball is dropped at the 10. Now picked back up by the Cavaliers. Running it out to the 15 and hit hard now. Now he escapes a few tackles. Gets off to the right side. He's got lots of room all the way down now. Just before the 30, the 29-yard. Looked like he was dead to rights.
It did, Will. And really a nice job by the DeSoto special teams. Kickoff team was staying in their lane. Just weren't able to secure the tackle.
Looks like Tariq Mack was able to recover on that one. He dropped it at the 10. Picked it up, was able to return it 19 yards out to the 29-yard line. Or they're going to actually mark him back a couple yards shorter than that at the 27. Must have stepped out of bounds. Either way, DeBerg looking to get something going on offense. They just haven't been able to do much of anything to start.
Just haven't been able to get in much of a flow and give a lot of credit to the DeSoto defense. They've got an excellent push. They really won the line of scrimmage on the first quarter here, Will.
So Noah in the gun. He's got two receivers out to his left, one out to his right. Takes the snap. Going to be a quick screen pass out to the right side, and it's caught. Tries to make a man miss, but goes nowhere. Tackled in the backfield. A gain, or I should say a loss of about 2 yards on that one.
A whole lot of steady down, I guess I'd say. Quick screens out of DeBerg, and DeSoto's been all over it this evening.
Mack comes up with the catch on that one, but goes for negative 3 yards. So now it's going to be a second and 13. As the clock ticks down to about 5 minutes, Noah takes the snap. He's going to give it to the running back in the backfield, moves it out across the 25 to the 27-yard line. Third down now, and it's about where it started on the initial line of scrimmage.
About a half yard on the play, so they'll bring up a third down and a long 10.
So it's going to be third and a long 10 here.
Let's see if DeBerg attempts to throw it down the field for the first time tonight. Well, it looks like they're in a situation where they need to pick up a chunk of yardage, or they're going to be risking punting it back to a DeSoto offense that's really running on all cylinders so far.
We'll see what Coach Simmons has in mind, but I'm with you, Zach. You have to think they're going to throw the football here. Two out left, one out right. Noah takes the snap. Indeed, they're throwing. Takes a five-step drop. Moves out to his right. Now fires it up the middle, but just short. Bounces in front of the defender. Coverage on the play there for DeSoto is Lamont Allen. Pass intended for the freshman running back who's seen a lot of targets so far, Tariq Mack.
It looked like Mack was going to be maybe just short of the first down marker there. Noah steps up into the pocket, steps into his throw, but came up a little short there. Looked like he was trying to fit it into a tight window.
So fourth down now, you have to imagine the Cavaliers will punt from their own 29-yard line, but we'll see. Noah's 2 for 4 tonight, throwing the football for 12 yards total.
Looked like we had a late flag there, Will, that came in from the sidelines there. Looked like the signal was pass interference. They're talking to the DeBerg huddle now. We'll see if they start walking it off.
Oh, that's something to definitely keep an eye on. We'll see what the officials have to say. And indeed, it looks like it is going to be a pass interference. They're going to move the football all the way up and move the chains. They're going to mark the, football, down to the 42-yard line.
Really a strange call there, because it came from the near sideline, standing by us here, right near the DeSoto bench, but the pass was to the far side. With Lamont Allen on the outside coverage there. And must have been some sort of holding, or I get particularly with the ball in air for it to be pass interference. We'll whistle again.
Now, yeah, as you said, another whistle. As they look like they might try to confer a little bit, maybe explain it, but not sure what's going on.
Look like they might be having an issue with the line of scrimmage marker here. I'm not really sure what they're – looks like the line of scrimmage marker is not lined up with the first and 10 chains.
The far official out there is speaking with the line – or the line of scrimmage. The guy's working the chain.
It's early in the year. Well, we're all trying to get in the swing of things
here.
Yeah.
We'll take this time to thank our sponsors, DeSoto Public School District, number 73 in DeSoto, District Mothersheet Funeral Home in DeSoto, Craig Septic Service in Valley Mines, and Jefferson to Square Laundry in DeSoto as well. And the first and 10 sponsor, Coldwell Bank, Holsey Real Estate. First and 10, Coldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. telling our community 1 yard at a time. Noah in the gun, takes the snap, and now he's going to hand it off to the left side, and taking it all the way down for about 3 yards is Tariq Mack on that one.
Well, Tariq Mack's been involved an awful lot early here. Freshman. Looks like he's got a few screen passes on the outside, an inside handoff there out of a little jet sweep action, so certainly trying to get the ball in his hands.
Absolutely, and he looks like a shifty little guy back there. He's a small kid, about 5'8", they have him listed as.
He's got a little Tavon Austin feel to him.
Yeah, a little Tavon
run
Austin.
Pass, the little screen play.
Try to get him involved, get him the touches. Two receivers out left. You got two people in the backfield. A player going in motion from right to left. Now a handoff into the backfield. They're going to push it out across on the right side, across the 45, down to about the 48-yard line of Bishop DeBoer. It's going to bring up the third and about five. Caleb Kime on the tackle there for the DeSoto Dragons.
Kime involved again. Well, the young man's been active all night on defense.
We'll call it a third. Absolutely. A senior, he plays a whole bunch of sports, a three-sport athlete, basketball and baseball. He told me his two favorite, football and baseball, but he's looking and hoping to play college baseball somewhere.
I've seen Caleb plenty of times in the baseball field. Not only a wonderful young man, but a very good athlete and a very good baseball player.
So it's going to be third and about four. In the gun is Noah. He's got two receivers out left, one out right, a running back to his left in the backfield. Noah is going to take a quarterback keeper right up the middle, and he's going to move across the 45 for the first down into the 43-yard line of the DeSoto Dragons. So Noah powers that one up for a gain of about seven.
Yeah, certainly looked like a design draw for Noah there. Willie stepped into it, gave a little fake to the drop back, and then slid right inside, was able to power his way through.
So big play there for Bishop DeBoer, because that's something they've been struggling with, was picking up that first down.
Sure, yeah, just inability to move the chains down. Realistically, if you're DeSoto, you had a chance to get off the field there, you get the pass interference, and now DeBoer is able to move him again. So starting to get a little momentum for if you're DeBoer on the offensive end.
Noah's in the gut, two receivers out left. He's going to hand it off into the backfield, powering right up the middle across the 40 inside to about the 38-yard line. Looked like Kyle, Matthew Davis, I should say, the senior at 5'8 in the backfield. It's a nice gain of about six on that one.
Yeah, seen same situation as we've seen with Mack. It looks like they've used Davis on the outside. They've also used him to run inside. So trying to get the balls in the hands of their playmakers for the Cavaliers here.
And they're moving it quickly. Two out left, one out right in the gut. Noah takes the snap. Another design run up the middle by Noah. He's going to go right up the gut and move himself across the first down marker. So a first down all the way down to about the 31.5 yard line of DeSoto.
Well, you're certainly seeing a better push out of the DeBoer offensive line here. Will they be able to get a little push to give Noah some room to run? He's been able to find the lanes. Really good vision, and the young man's a tremendous athlete.
Approaching under 3 minutes to play now in this first quarter of action. DeSoto leads it 12-0. But as Zach just mentioned, Bishop driving. They're at the 32-yard line, far side right hash of the DeSoto Dragons. Noah's in the gun. He's got two out left, a receiver out right, and in the backfield, it looks like Davis is with him to his left. Noah takes the snap. He hands it to Davis right up the middle. Across the 40 or 30 inside to the 27-yard line on the right hash. Gain of about six there.
A nice inside handoff. Well, you're seeing DeBoer have a lot of success running between the tackles here.
Looks like kind of wearing down that DeSoto defensive line a little bit as they've been pushing their way forward.
A warm evening early in the season. Certainly you wonder about the conditioning aspects as well. So he's getting a much better push in this series for the DeBoer offensive line.
You got two receivers out left now as Noah, one out right with the line and the pushing. You got to imagine they'll probably go right back to the run here. Second down, Noah in the gun. No, they're going to throw it. There's a screen pass out to the left side, getting across the 30, in close to the 25 at the 26. Ball is loose, picked up by the DeSoto Dragons. He's moving all the way across the right. No one there to stop him. He's going to go all the way. Nothing but green. Touchdown, DeSoto Dragons. Shannon Stranger with the score in the swoop.
What a swing right there. Well, you finally had some momentum for the DeBoer offense. They cough it up, and a scoop and score for the Dragons. Swings momentum right back the other direction.
Wow, what a big play for the DeSoto Dragons. Bishop DeBoer has all the momentum there, and they can't come up, make a costly mistake, and a big touchdown run.
Well, you had just mentioned it looked like they were starting to get some traction against the DeSoto defense. They're maybe trying to wear them down, and they go back to the outside where it seems like DeSoto has the advantage against the corners. And next thing you know, there's a scoop and score and a huge play for DeSoto.
Wow, so that's going to make it 18-0 as DeRoos comes out to kick the extra point this time around. So a huge return there for the DeSoto Dragons off the right side. It was a fumble. Of course, the fumble was picked up by Shannon Stranger. Took it all the way to the house. DeRusse's kick is up and right down the uprights and in. And it is good. So DeSoto extends their lead to 19-0 with 54 seconds to play here in the first quarter of action. You're listening to 1400 KGF.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
The DeSoto Dragons lead it over the Bishop DeBoer Cavaliers with 54 seconds to play here in the first quarter here on 1400 KGF. And what a big defensive play. You can't talk about more than enough. 70 yards to the house.
Oh, a huge momentum swing there. When you talk about DeBoer getting some traction offensively, you go quick screen to the outside. Looks like there's going to be at least a positive gain there for a team that's been able to run the ball inside consistently. They cough it up, DeSoto goes to the house.
Play of the game, Unico Bank cares about you like family for a car, home, or commercial loan. See Unico Bank. Unico Bank, working with people like you. DeRusse set to kick from the near half. Left to right, and it's a good one. Once again, way back. Mack looks like he's there. He catches it at about the 11-yard line. Now he's going to move across the 20 to the 25, where he's crushed out of bounds at the 27-yard line. The tackle on that play, Andrew Downs all over the place as he comes up with a big stop there, the sophomore.
Good coverage again out of the Soto kick team. What we talked earlier about, the excellent discipline of them staying in lanes. They weren't able to make the tackle on the previous play, but now this time able to secure an early tackle and give themselves in that field position advantage.
Absolutely. It looks like a gain of roughly 18 yards on the return. Caught by Mack at the 10, brings it out to the 28-yard line. So Bishop DeBoer in desperate need of a score now. Down by three touchdowns. Just under 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter. They got to start at their own 28. We'll see what they can do. They go right to left, but soon it'll be going left to right. Noah, once again, in the gun. He's got two receivers out right and one out left. A running back next to him, two is left in the backfield. Now the whistles are blown by the officials before anything is done. No laundry on the field.
I didn't see a flag. Looks like it was just blown dead there with the ball ready to be snapped.
We'll see what the officials have. It looks like an equipment malfunction, according to the public address announcer here in the press box. Yeah, they got everything fixed, and now they're all ready to go. Once again, the Cavaliers, two out right. One out left, the running back in the backfield. Noah takes the snap in the gun. Throws another screen pass out, and the ball is dropped. Looked like he was going to get hit hard anyway. Intended for Devontae Jennings.
Yeah, quick screen on the outside there again. DeBerg's certainly shown they're willing to throw the screen pass here in the first quarter.
Devontae Jennings was the intended receiver on that one. He had one catch for 38 yards and a touchdown in last week's loss to Lift for Life. So incomplete pass to start their drive for Bishop DeBoer. First and 10 yet again from their own 28-yard line. On the left hash, Noah's got two out left, one out right. Running back in the backfield. Hands it off right up the middle as the running back moves it across the 30 out to about the 32-yard line to Matthew Davis.
That went inside handoff there again and looked like they've had their most success running the ball between the tackles, taking those inside handoffs. Hasn't been necessarily huge chunks of yards, but look, they were able to consistently move the chains there in the previous drive before they turned it over.
Absolutely. The senior Matthew Davis returns as one of the only players from last year. He had 1,130 yards, 16 total touchdowns last year. So he's definitely a capable runner.
Well, you can certainly tell they're trying to get the ball in his hands early.
Two out right, one out left, two running backs behind him. Noah back to pass, rolls it out right. Now he's going to tuck it, and he's going to run. He's across the 40-yard line, in for a first down, down to the 45-yard line for a first down for the Cavaliers. So Noah with a big run on that.
Really nice run again. Really nice run again. Sorry, excuse me, Will, for interrupting there. But, yeah, Noah's shown that he can tuck it away, and you certainly have to respect his ability to get down the field.
Big run and a big first down. For DeBoer, they absolutely needed to move the chains as the clock winds down. And sure enough, that will do it for the end of the first quarter here on 1400 KJF from DeSoto High School. The host Dragons lead it 19-0 at the end of one over the Bishop DeBoer Cavaliers. You're listening to 1400 KJF. We'll be back after the timeout.
At Dietrich Mother's Head Funeral Home in DeSoto, the caring staff believes in providing value and trust. Every family deserves a perfect and final tribute, but making decisions in a trying time isn't easy. Alleviate that burden from your family with a prearranged funeral plan. The compassionate staff will sit down with you, discuss your needs, and listen to your concerns. Dietrich Mother's Head Funeral Home, 220 North Main in DeSoto. There for you in your time of need.
Are you looking for a new barbecue joint to try in your own backyard? Hi, I'm Jeff Kettlehut, and I'm inviting you to my place, Kettlehut Smokehouse in Crystal City. We offer slow-smoked Memphis-style ribs, pulled pork, brisket, and more. Try them with one of our five made-from-scratch sauces. Our barbecue is smoked daily and available till we run out. We also have the best bread pudding in three counties. Check out Kettlehut Smokehouse on Facebook for all of our specials. On 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City, Kettlehut Smokehouse, hands down. Down the best around.
Back at the start of the second quarter, switching a field position now. Bishop DeBoer, they were going right to left. They're now going left to right. And a big first down run there by Noah, right up the trenches.
Oh, huge for DeBoer to move the chains there. Saw they were able to put a little drive together before they turned it over, and looks like they're getting some momentum going again offensively.
So they have it now at their own 47-yard line. And they have it on the near hash, the right side, closest to the press box, going left to right. Noah's going to have two receivers out left. He's got one out right. And he's got a tailback to his left in the backfield. Noah in the gun. He takes the snap. He's going back to pass. He's going to throw it over the middle. And the ball's almost intercepted, dropped in and out of the hands of Jordan Anderson. The senior couldn't quite come up with that one.
Like Noah threw it just a hair bit behind his receiver there into the hands of Anderson. Certainly a tough catch, but I think Anderson would tell you he would like to have that one back.
Absolutely. Anderson, a senior on this ball club. Of course, he missed last week, didn't quite have the practice time, but he's a big part of this defense and also on the offense on the receiving edge, opposed of Lamont Allen. Coach Johnson spoke very highly of him this week, excited to get him back.
Well, certainly some quality athletes in the secondary for DeSoto.
Two receivers now out left, one out right. Noah in the gun. He's got a tailback to his left, and he's going to hand it to that tailback, and he is stuffed in the backfield. A loss of about 2 yards as he is knocked down at the 45.
Really nice penetration by the DeSoto D-line there. Will looked like for the first time in a few plays they were able to get the advantage against the DeBoer offensive line.
It looked like Dominic Groney got the carry on that one. It's a loss of 2 yards. Lots of pressure up the front for DeSoto. Looks like there's an injury on the field, and it looks like it's to the man that had the touchdown, Shannon Stranger, last time. It might just be a cramp, though. You know, the Missouri heat. I'll certainly do that, too.
It is certainly a warm evening, so I certainly hope he's okay. Get some fluids in him, hopefully get him back out there.
Hopefully he is all right, still on the ground. We're going to go ahead and take a short time out here in this one. Just over 11 minutes to play here in the second quarter of action. Or the DeSoto Dragons lead it 19-0. Over the Cavaliers, you're listening to 1400 KJF.
Are you ready for warm weather? Ready to head out of town on a great vacation? Book a memorable one that the whole family will remember by calling McFarland Travel at 636-937-5679. The friendly and knowledgeable staff will help you book a warm and relaxing vacation. And that's what you deserve. They'd love to get your vacation plans rolling. Just call McFarland Travel today at 636-937-5679. Okay. That's McFarlandTravel.com.
DeSoto Dragons, looks like England is okay on that one. Or I should say Stranger, not England. I'm not sure where I got England from. But Shannon Stranger looks like he is okay on that one. He was able to walk off under his own power. So it's going to be third down now in 10, or a long 10, I should say, for Bishop DeBoard. They have it on their own 46-yard line as they're trying to get into the Dragon territory and pick up their second first down of this drive. Receiver out right is Davis. Noah's in the backfield with the running back to his right, and he's got two receivers out left. He's in the gun. Noah barks out something to the line, trying to draw that Dragons out front. Now he takes the snap. He's dropping back to pass. Now he rolls out to his right. He's by the 40. Gets a big block. He floats it deep, looking for Davis Long. Oh, and he just overthrows Davis. Lamont Allen on the coverage there for DeSoto. Looked like Davis might have had him beat.
Just barely overthrown. Will Noah rolls out to his right, shows that tremendous athleticism again, and lays one out. Looks like Noah came up hobbling there, though. We'll see if he stays in the game.
Yeah, Noah is still limping a little bit out there, so that could be a big loss. The junior quarterback, and he might be coming off the field. And it looks like he is. So Noah going to go off the field into the sideline. That's going to bring in a new quarterback as we try to identify just who that is in the gun.
In the punt formation will be number 42.
Oh, no, it's fourth down. It's fourth down. So no quarterback, obviously, right? And so, but Noah definitely was hurt as he came off the field. But the Cavaliers now going to punt.
Sure, excuse me. It looks like they're Noah hobbled off, so it makes a very easy decision, not only in their own territory, but quarterback out.
Punt is blocked, and it's recovered by the Dragons, going into the backfield, getting the block. Brendan Polite, another Dragon that making his debut of the 2016 campaign, and he does it in a big way with the block in the backfield on the punt. The Dragons will take over on the Cavalier 40-yard line.
What a play by DeSoto special teams. Again, look at Polite was in the backfield almost, excuse me, on the snap there. Willie gets the big block and another big play with tremendous field position.
So Pulley with a huge block punt. And boy, did he make his presence known. Of course, he missed last week along with Jordan Anderson and Lamont Allen because of the practice time. Now the Dragons going to get an opportunity to drive here. Just over 10 minutes to play here in the first half of action, already with a big 19-0 lead. Smith is in the gun. He's got a receiver out left, two out right, Lamont Allen and Anderson. Running back to his left. Smith takes the snap, looks to pass. He's going to throw it to Lamont Allen. He makes the catch on the right side, gets across to the 35. Jukes the defender, makes the man miss, and now he's going down the sideline, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 22-yard line. What a move by Lamont Allen.
What a move indeed. Well, got the ball to the outside there. Quick out from Smith to Lamont Allen. He makes the guy miss and turns into a huge gain.
Absolutely. Looked like he was dead to rights for a gain of 5 yards, and he all of a sudden gets it all the way down to the 17 for a gain of 23 yards.
The power of having playmakers, man. Tremendous run there by after the catch by Lamont Allen.
Well, Lamont Allen makes his second catch of the day, as well as a touchdown, and that puts Zach Smith over 100 yards passing. He's got two receivers out left, one out right, a running back in the backfield to his right. Now he's going to hand off. No, he's going to take it himself, go right up the middle, and a beautiful shoestring tackle as Smith pounds it to about the 14-yard line.
Darius Mance for DeBird.
Really nice rhythm here on the DeSoto offense. Well, they've been able to throw the ball to the outside there, get the ball in their playmaker's hands, and a really nice run by Smith again.
Mance had a big tackle there to prevent Smith from doing even more damage. So that'll stop him there. So Smith now is in the gun. He's got trips out left. Lamont Allen, the lone receiver, to the right. Whistle is blown as the officials come in as we try to figure out exactly what that was. We're conferring. Zach Smith now heading to the sidelines to speak with Coach Johnson.
Illegal substitution will be the call against DeBerg.
Is the call against DeBerg, so that'll help DeSoto out a little bit as well.
Must have had too many guys in the huddle there, Will. They blew it dead early.
Absolutely. I mentioned earlier that Smith had gone over 100 yards passing. That is not the case. He has 50 yards passing. I made a mistake. Looks at the rushing total. He has 89 yards on the ground. And with that run, makes it 93. So now it's going to be second down and three after the penalty. Smith, he's got three receivers out left. Allen, the lone receiver out right. Back to pass. He's going to throw it over the middle. Touchdown, Caleb Kime, as he connects with the young man for a 9-yard touchdown pass, and the Dragons now lead it 25-0.
I'll tell you what, Will, Zach Smith is really putting on a quarterback clinic here in the first quarter. Now into the second, his ability to run the football, a tremendous throw right there to Caleb Kime. Hits him early. Quality throw, quality spin. Looked like he was able to look off the linebackers and suck him down inside there. And a great play by the DeSoto quarterback again.
Absolutely. Boy, is he just, like you said, putting on a clinic. He finds Caleb Kime for the second time tonight. Kime had the big catch to set up the touchdown over the first drive. And then he comes up with the big 9-yard touchdown reception. DeRose on to kick. It is up. And it is good. So Mason DeRose 2-for-2 on point after attempts. In this one, with just over 10 minutes to play, the DeSoto Dragons are defeating the Bishop DeBoer Cavaliers 26-0 here at DeSoto High School. Listening to 1400 KGF. We'll be back with more after the minute timeout.
The faculty and students at Jefferson R7 are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be a high-caliber athlete on and off the field. Stay driven, stay focused, and keep up all the hard work and teamwork, and all your efforts will pay off. This message brought to you by everyone at the Jefferson R7 schools. They say, go Blue Jays!
Did you know the YMCA is the largest provider of child care in the state of Missouri? In addition to camp in the summer, they also offer a Y Club, a before and after school enrichment program. It makes sure the gaps in the early morning and late afternoon are filled creatively and constructively. Enrollment is now open for the 2016-2017 year of Y Club at Athena, Crystal City, Dunklin, Festus, Hillsboro, Our Lady, and Grandview. Call 636-931-9622 for more information.
KGF 1400 Radio, the DeSoto Dragons lead a big 26-0 over the Bishop DeBoer Cavaliers. To update you on action on J98, Valley Catholic leads over St. Genevieve 35-14 in the second quarter. Farmington with a narrow 12-7 lead in the second quarter on KRAI. And on Web TV, it's 0-0 between Jefferson and East Prairie. DeRose back to kick from the far side, 40-yard line, and it's up high into the air. Back to receive it is Mack, and that ball is going to bounce, and he's going to field it at the 7. He's going to go up the left sideline, and he is hit hard at the 12, and the Dragons everywhere, and a late hit on a block. Doesn't look like any flag thrown. Man, that certainly looked like a knock in the back there.
Sure, surprised to see no flag there. Tremendous coverage again by the DeSoto kickoff team. Looked like there was a late hit there after the play, but no flag. But good job of DeSoto D to pin him back inside again.
Gang tackle there by the Dragons. Crystal City and Kelly are tied at 0 in the first quarter. Grandview is losing to Brentwood 40-0 in the first quarter. Fredericktown defeating Herculaneum 7-6 in the second quarter. Perryville and St. Pius tied at 0 in the first quarter. And Festus is trailing to Sullivan 6-3 in the first quarter. Hillsbury Oakville tied at 0 in the first quarter. Same with St. Charles and Windsor as well. Same with Clayton, Fox, Seckman, and Afton, as well as Northwest in Riverview Garden. So it looks like the Cavaliers will get the ball as we try to see if Noah is out there for the Cavaliers. They're on the far side away from us as we try to get a number. They're going to start at their own 12-yard line, though, is DeBoer. They're going to go from under center this time. A little bit of kind of a pistol formation almost. That time it's handoff up the middle to Matthew Davis, and he pounds his way for a couple of yards. Maybe nothing, actually. Maybe a gain of one, if lucky. A
lot of traffic at the line of scrimmage. They're hard to tell. Looked like Davis maybe picked up one, if anything.
A yard of anything there for Davis. Scoreboard 26-0, and the sponsor, of course, Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America. The way you want to live, go to FarmingtonPresbyterianManor.org. Under center, once again, is DeBoer. As they look at change-up offense. Now run up the right side. Davis with the ball. He breaks the tackle and then gets out to about the 14-yard line.
A late flag thrown from the side judge there. Looked like a situation where there may have been some sort of extracurriculars after the play again, Will.
We'll find out as the officials confer. Certainly looked that way. That was actually Devontae Jennings with the carry, the junior. Personal foul. It goes against Bishop DeBoer. So a costly penalty It's almost kind of a little bit of a makeup maybe for the big missed call on the block.
It looks like just a little bit of frustration out of DeBerg. They haven't really been able to get much going. They've given a different look there. They've had Noah under center. It's good to see Noah back in the game after he limped off in the previous series, but they've had him under center twice, haven't really been able to move the football, and now the penalty costs him and pins him back even deeper.
So they're going to go all the way back to their own 7-yard line, and they are going to face a long second down now. Looks like second and about 15 now. So this is going to be tough for the Cavaliers backed up here, close to their own end zone. 9 minutes now to play in this game. Noah, this time under center once again. In the pistol. He's going to take it right up the middle himself. Pushes his way for a gain of roughly 3 yards or so.
Look like they're just trying to get the room for the punt team to get out there now. Well, it's certainly pinned back in the third long situation. They had Noah get a couple positive yards there. They're going to give the punter a little room to work out of the end zone.
Absolutely. So fourth down now, and that's certainly what they'll do is punt. That's exactly what they were doing. As Zach mentioned, they gave themselves a little bit of breathing room. And so Cavaliers are going to punt. DeSoto Dragons looking to return. Jordan Anderson is back ready to return. Now it looks like
they've line slid Noah back to the shotgun here. He takes a step back. Not sure if he may pooch one here, but he's going to throw it.
You got to imagine. Oh, and he drops the football. He dives on it, and it's recovered. It's loose. Noah has it, and the Dragons are going to get possession at the ball at the 2-yard line.
Not sure who recovered it there, and it certainly doesn't matter because it's going to be a turnover on downs. But they had Noah in what looked like the shotgun. They slid him back. He was maybe going to try a little pooch punt to get it out there, maybe create a situation where DeSoto wasn't ready on the return, but weren't able to handle again, and DeSoto is going to look to punch it in a short yardage situation again.
And the Dragons have been very effective. Zach Smith has been a machine in this ball game so far. He's got 93 yards on the ground and a touchdown. He's got 50 yards through the air. I beg your pardon, 59 yards through the air in a touchdown pass as well to Caleb Keim on that last one. So Smith, he's got Allen deep out right, Jordan Anderson to his left. He's under center. Smith takes the snap. He's going to throw a lob pass to Jordan Anderson. Double coverage. Incomplete pass. Nice defense there on that one. It looked like the defender on that play comes up with Dominic Groening.
It looked like Anderson was looking for a pass interference there. Well, certainly the primary defender looked like he was playing the football, but the guy that came in late delivered the hit may not have got his head around. Anderson looked like he was looking for a flag, but no such luck on that play.
No such luck, and that'll bring up second and goal from the 2-yard line. Zach Smith looked for his third touchdown pass there. Maybe he gets the opportunity to run it in for his second touchdown run. Akers, though, is in the backfield. He's his running back. Turns. There's the give to Akers, and he powers his way into the end zone for the touchdown. Austin Akers on the late call from the official will score 6, and it is now 32-0. DeSoto on the Austin Akers touchdown run right up the middle.
I'll give credit to DeSoto for being able to punch it in there. There will be a couple situations tonight where you've seen DeBerg trying to get any semblance of momentum. They've really kind of shot themselves in the foot, so to speak, with a couple turnovers, whether it be on downs or a fumble. And DeSoto looking to continue to pour it on here.
So Akers, 2-yard touchdown run, led the team in carries last week with 8. And the kick is up by DeRoos, and it is right down Broadway through the uprights and in. We're going to take a short break here on KJF. The DeSoto Dragons now leaded in this one 33-0 with just 8:06 to play here in the second quarter.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter size paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Wow. 1400 KGF, the DeSoto Dragons with a commanding 33-0 lead here with 8:06 to play in the second quarter of action. It's a big one getting ugly here for the Dragons in their home opener. The fans, of course, the seats really filled up in this one. DeRoos, he set the kick with the cowbells ringing in the background, and it's up into the air. Mack is going to receive this one. No, he's not. He misses it. It's going to go all the way into the end zone and a touchback for Mason DeRoos.
Yeah, Mack's momentum just was going to carry him into the end zone rather with the football and a touchback. Another good kick by DeRoos.
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment on that. He's in high school football, you don't realize how crucial it is to have a good kicker until you have one.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, what a weapon, man. What would, you know, not only for the certainly extra points, field goals, things like that, but to be able to flip the field and use the field position there. And the young man that played for us, the son played for Festus High School a few years back, Travis Sproul, was one of the best in the area. You know, certainly a weapon, a guy that could stretch a field, not only be able to pin guys deep, but it was a weapon offensively.
DeRoos with a lot of soccer background, according to Coach Johnson. That's pretty common when it comes to kickers. Noah, this time he will come in under center yet again as they come into the offense. And then the run right up the middle, handoff to the running back, Matthew Davis. And he gains it for about 2 yards going forward.
On the stop, number 54 for the Dragons.
So Davis picks up a couple more yards. He's now got 20 yards on the day. For Bishop DeVore, right up the middle. That's been their success, is when they go up into the trenches.
Sure, sure. And, you know, it's been unfortunate. You know, they've turned it over. A couple times they've tried to go to the outside. I know certainly as a coaching staff, you feel like you're running it middle, and you hopefully you're getting guys sucked in, but they just haven't been able to capitalize on the outside.
Noah hands it off from the guy going right to left into the backfield. That's Tariq Mack. He moves it off to the left side, gets across the first down marker inside their own 35-yard line. So Bishop DeBoard will have it at the 34 on the long run from Tariq Mack, about 12 yards.
Yeah, Tariq Mack, just a freshman, Will, but you know, tremendous vision, like you said, very shifty, I think is a good way to describe him, be able to change directions. Good vision down the field, puts another good run together.
And Coach Simmons has really done a nice job getting him the ball.
Sure, you know, he's done a great job of trying to get the ball in his playmaker's hands. Like you and I, we've said a couple times, well, they've just had trouble stretching the field at all. DeSoto's been able to creep those linebackers up and the safeties as well, so just not a lot of room for them to work the line of scrimmage, trying to get these yardage in short chunks here. It's you know, certainly tough whenever you dig yourself a deficit, as DeBerg has.
Going back into the spread now. Noah back to pass. He's going to roll out to his right. Looks to throw, and he's going to throw it deep. Has a man, and he makes the catch inside the 40-yard line at the 39-yard line. A big catch there by Darius and Nance on that one. The sophomore, 5'8", got behind the DeSoto Dragon coverage in a long throw down to the 40-yard line, a pass of really about 26 yards.
Oh, we mentioned about the safety starting to creep up, and Nance was able to squeeze behind them there. And right on cue, I said they haven't had a big play, and they have one. So, as usual, what do I know, Will?
You're just good at foreshadowing, right?
Something like that.
You knew it was going to come. Back in the backfield, Noah, he's going to run it off to the left side as he handed it to Mack, beg your pardon, and he breaks the tackle and gets inside the 35-yard, down to the 34-yard line of the DeSoto Dragons. So the big play, nice run. All of a sudden, the Cavaliers have something cooking.
Well, nice run, you know, by Mack again. Well, we had said that you know, DeBerg had kind of gone to the well and tried to run the ball, and they were having some success running inside. Looked like they had finally drawn the DeSoto linebackers and safeties inside there. Now they've finally been able to stretch the outside, able to run with Mack around the edge there, especially with his speed, and then they get the big play from Nance getting behind the safety. So hopefully getting some rhythm if you're DeBerg here.
Second and four now for Bishop DeBerg. They go back to kind of the pistol offense. Under center is Noah. Hand off Davis. Goes right up the middle. Looks like he powers his way for about a yard or two. Swarm of DeSoto. That DeSoto defensive line has been pretty solid for the most part.
Oh, they, you know, they certainly have. Well, you look at you know, the penetration they've gotten up front. And you know, even when DeBerg did have some success running inside, they were limited 2- and 3-yard gains.
So it's going to be third and three now. And they're going to go back to the spread. They got two receivers out right and one out left. Running back in the backfield. Now moving into motion to right is Mack. Back to pass now is Noah. Scrambles to his right. Now he's going to look to pick it up on the ground. He's hit at the 33-yard line. A nice tackle there from DeSoto's Dominic DeMarco as he tackles him just in front of the first down marker. So it'll be fourth and two here for DeBerg.
I certainly think DeBerg has to go for it here, Will.
Agreed. At this point in the game, and the halftime coming up, this is been one of your best put-together drives you've had all game. Why not try to keep that momentum going?
Sure, and I think if you're DeBerg, if you have any hope of getting back in this football game, the way the momentum you have here, you really need to capitalize, with come away with some sort of points as you get to DeSoto territory.
Noah, he goes into the backfield, talks a little bit to Davis. Now he's going to go under center. Once again, the pistol. And he's going to hand it right to Davis, go right up the middle. Once again, that DeSoto line is there to stop the Cavalier attack. And it is a turnover on downs. Flying in to make the play is the safety, Jordan Anderson. And they stop the Cavaliers, and the Dragons will take over on downs on their own 32-yard line.
Yeah, not even a situation where it depended on the spot. Well, he was stuck right away. Jordan Anderson comes up and makes the play and leaves a no doubt. They're going to flip it back to the Dragons here.
Terrific defense there from the Dragons. DeSoto, when you talk to Coach Johnson, I had the opportunity earlier this week. He's all about clogging that middle, making sure that they can't do anything up the middle, forcing them to go outside. And that paid dividends there because Jordan Anderson from the safety spot, because those defensive linemen clogged it up in the middle, he was able to come in and make a big hit.
Sure, and like we've said a couple times, and I will, even when DeBerg has had some success running it through the middle of the field, it's really been in 2- and 3- and 4-yard chunks. They had some chances to move the chains, but certainly tough at this level to continue to put huge, long drives together. So DeSoto's forced them to get their yards in small chunks outside of a couple plays by clogging the middle there, and it certainly paid off in the 33-0 lead.
Dragons have looked great so far, as we've mentioned. Coach Johnson, this is his first year. He spent 10 years down at Texas and at Denton Geyer High School. It's just north of Dallas. And the program started in 2005, and they couldn't do varsity, naturally, because it was freshmen and sophomores. And then eventually they got to juniors in 2007. They were able to start varsity. In 2010, they played for the title game. And at the time, that was the first time, or the fastest, any program had risen to play for a title game. It's since been broken. But it kind of tells you a little bit about Coach Johnson's winning background.
Oh, sure. Even from up here, the energy, the enthusiasm on the sidelines. You talked about how he's really doing a job of trying to sell DeSoto football as a community event and not just an athletic game. So, certainly impressed with what he's had his kids, the preparation, obviously the intensity, the effort they played with here in the first half.
Absolutely. Smith, he's been a machine. He's got two receivers out right, two out left. Running back in the backfield is Akers. Flag on the play. Whistle's blown. It looks like probably a false start on that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a false start, certainly from that area of the field. Somebody got a little anxious there.
That would be the third penalty on DeSoto. And it is. Illegal procedure. So a false start for the DeSoto Dragons. It's going to move them back 5 yards. So they go from the 33, I should say, now to the 28-yard line. It'll be first and 15 for the Dragons on their own 28. Just over 5 minutes to play in the first half of action. The score, if you're just joining us, 33-0. Zach Smith had a huge touchdown run of 60 yards earlier. He has a couple touchdown passes to Caleb Keim and Lamont Allen. And Austin Akers has a touchdown run as well. 2-yard run last time. So Smith, he's got trips out right, a receiver out left. Akers in the backfield. In the gun. Takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to Akers on the drive. He's got a lot of room up the middle, and he's going to go out across the 35, tackled at the 37-yard line. So it looked like a lot bigger gain than it was going to be, but a nice tackle on the shoestring there. But it looked like the tackler on that play was Ryan Warren.
Yeah, middle opened up for Akers there, and a nice run shows a good burst and explosion there and gets a nice chunk of yards back. They lost on the false start.
5 yards, 2nd and 5. So it'll be a 2nd and 5 on the 10-yard run from Akers. Smith in the backfield once again as your quarterback. He's got two receivers out right, one out left. Running back Akers takes the snap. Now keeps it on the right side option. Breaks the tackle up the middle across the 50-yard line over to the 49-yard line. And the official's going to march him. So Zach Smith picks up the first down on the 10-yard run.
Another nice run by Smith. It sounded like a broken record up here. But the tenacity and the toughness. He really is not afraid of contact as they get down the field. Certainly isn't shying away from it. He lowers his shoulder and gets a couple more at the end of the run.
And that has been huge, especially on the stat sheet. 6 attempts, 103 yards. Our stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. So Smith is in the gun. He's got two receivers to his right, two out left as they go into the spread, and a running back in the backfield throws a screen pass. Jordan Anderson makes the catch at the 50. Make breaks the tackle and now goes across the 40. Jukes to his right, now inside the 35, and he's still on his feet. A swarm of Cavaliers finally bring him down at the 31-yard line. Jordan Anderson keeping those feet moving.
Impressive run by Jordan Anderson after the catch again. You've seen both wideouts, Lamont Allen and Jordan Anderson, make tough runs after the catch. Really, DeSoto doing a nice job of getting the ball in the hands of their playmakers on the outside.
Zach Smith has really looked good throwing the ball. I know it sounds like a broken record,
sure,
like
well,
you said, but he has just been so impressive.
Zach Smith's been excellent, both throwing and running the football, and certainly the scoreboard's reflective of both how well he and the rest of the Dragons have played here in the first half. Big advantage, and they've dominated the line of scrimmage, as well as getting the ball in the hands of their playmakers in space on the outer edge.
The Dragons now with two out left, two out right. Akers, once again, the running back to Smith's right in the backfield. He takes the snap. Option now given to Akers on the give. He's going to get inside the 25-yard line. Powers his way to the 23-yard line. A gain of about 8 yards on that one. It'll be second and two on the next play at the 22-yard line.
Good run, good ball security by Akers as he has guys hanging on him there. And turns into a nice game.
Akers getting himself moving here on this drive. Of course, at the 2-yard touchdown run last time. Second and two from the DeSoto, or from the Cavalier 22-yard line, as the Dragons yet again threatening to score. They haven't been stopped once in this whole game.
Really an offensive clinic like we talked about, Will, and I think Smith's certainly the engine that makes it go, but big play after big play by the playmakers on the outside, and certainly Zach Smith is one of those we saw the long run earlier.
Smith is in the gun. Over 3 minutes now just to play in the half. Two out left, two out right. Running back, he's going to throw it to Lamont Allen on the right side. It's caught at the 17-yard line, but quickly hit out there and tackled and brought down on a gain of about 4 yards. But that will be a DeSoto of first down, and that first down brought to you by Coldwell Banker Olsey Real Estate. First and 10, Coldwell Banker Olsey Real Estate in Farmington. Selling our community 1 yard at a time.
They're going to move the chains again. A really nice play call by the Dragons there. They're able to get Lamont out on the ball in second two situations. Certainly you have to respect Allen's ability to run by you on the outside. They had enough cushion there where he's able to catch it, even with a quick stop, get the first down.
That's the third catch for Lamont Allen. Of course, he has a touchdown as well, 30 yards receiving for him. So Smith, first and 10 to work with. On the Cavaliers' 17-yard line. Smith in the gun, throws it out left, looks for Caleb Keim right through his fingers. Looked like he tripped just a little bit, but Keim had that one in the end zone if he could come up with it, but looks like he tripped up his feet as he was going to it and couldn't quite make the adjustment.
Great throw by Smith again, man. Good route by Keim. He had an opening there and a tough catch. His ball came out hot a little bit. Like I said, I'm sure Keim would like to have that one back, but another on-the-money throw by Zach Smith.
Smith had completed his previous five passes before that one. He's got trips out left, receiver out right. The solo receiver out to the right is Lamont Allen. Keim Anderson and Zach Trent are out on the left side. Smith in the gun. Got Akers in the backfield. He's going to hand it to Akers, who powers it right up the middle for a nice gain of about 6 yards down to the 11-yard line of the Cavaliers. That was on second down, and this will bring up third and short.
Oh, you're really seeing DeSoto start to win the battle up front even more dramatically. Well, they're dominating between the tackles right now with the running game.
They really are, and of course, they're dominating defensively up front as well. So well coached. So the Dragons, a third and about four coming up here. Smith's going to work with three receivers to his left. The running back, Akers, is going to be to his left. Lamont Allen has one-on-one coverage to the right on the outside. Smith in the gun, takes the snap. He's going to look to hand it to Akers, and he gives it to Akers off the right edge, and he marches into the end zone for the touchdown. And DeSoto continues to run up this one. It'll be 39-0, 40-0 if the extra point goes with just under 3 minutes to play here in the first half.
Almost an embarrassment of riches for the DeSoto offense here. Well, but you've seen them get the ball to Allen and Alexander on the outside, and you've seen what Smith can do as well. But really starting to get the ball to Akers there, both running between the tackles and able to get the outside there, and another tremendous athlete. These DeSoto playmakers are something to see.
11-yard touchdown run from Akers, back-to-back touchdowns for Akers. But boy, yeah, as you mentioned, these athletes are a treat to watch. DeRose plant kick and puts it up and in. So DeRose knocks that right through the uprights, and he's been money as a kicker as well. Mason DeRose, absolutely been impressive. And now the score, as we have over 2 minutes, 2 minutes and 31 seconds left to play in this first half. It's the Dragons 40 and Cavaliers nothing here on 1400 KJF.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. but how to get started. Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
The DeSoto School District would like to thank the students, staff, parents, and patrons for all of your continued support as we continue to build the future together. DeSoto Schools are a proud member of the Missouri State High School Activities Association and remind all spectators that games are competitive, but they're also an educational experience for all players and students. Continue to show respect and sportsmanship throughout all the games this coming season. Go Dragons!
A 7-play, 67-yard touchdown drive capped off by the Austin Akers. 11-yard touchdown run brings the DeSoto Dragons to 40-0 over the Cavaliers here on 1400 KGF with 2:31 to play in the first half of action. All DeSoto tonight. What a home opener for the Dragons thus far. The Roos back to kick behind the sound of the cowbells. Another good one, except this one might bounce out of bounds, and indeed it does. Kicked it all the way down to the 5-yard line, but into the corner. Would have been a great punt.
Yeah, tough roll there for DeRoos. Looked like the ball just trickled out on him there. They were going to pin DeBerg deep, and looks like DeBerg would get in pretty good field position now.
So a nice break here for DeBerg. They're going to have a good field position to start this one. DeSoto's DeRoos kicks it out of bounds. 40-0, and they'll have to start the ball on their 35-yard line with 2:31 to play in the first half as they look to put something on the board.
Well, you know, clearly if you're DeBerg, the time is now. There's certainly no better time in this moment to try to get something going offensively. So going to get some good field position here. We'll see if they can do something with it with 2.5 left before the half.
So Noah will be under center and calling it. He's shown that he's had a strong arm. There's been a couple of drops on that end, and a little bit of missed throws, but their best success was that one drive that they had when they were down by a couple scores, went right up the middle, they were driving, and then the fumble.
Yeah, it's a situation where a couple turnovers have really kind of capped off what could have been some momentum-building drive for them, and DeSoto able to capitalize, certainly give the Dragons a lot of credit for the way they've swarmed on defense and been able to make some opportunistic plays, but DeBerg has been their own worst enemy on a couple of these drives.
So Noah's in the gun. He hands off to Max, torn into the backfield, and he is tackled for a loss of about 6 yards. It's going into the backfield was Mitchell Appleton on that play, just a freshman. Makes a big play back there for a loss of 6 on the run by Mac.
Well, as you said, the last series, Will, you've really seen DeSoto start to dominate both sides of the line of scrimmage here, offensively and defensively, and they were certainly all over the backfield on that play.
So Noah now in the gun. Two receivers to his right, two to his left, a running back to his right. He has a man in motion in Mack. Now he's going to go back to pass. Noah scrambles out to his right, looks to throw. He's throwing it deep, and it is caught on the sideline. No, incomplete. Almost a terrific catch out there by Bishop DeBerg Cavaliers. It looked like
Nance again. Yeah, just
Darius Nance.
Sure, long drag route by Nance. Well, he's run a couple really nice routes tonight. Situation where he's just not able to make a tough catch at the end. Good throw by Noah, led his receiver to the sideline. It would have been a tough catch, but Nance has shown himself to be a deep threat here for DeBerg.
He really has. He's got a good arm and or good legs, I should say, the speed getting behind the defenders, but a good job by Caleb Keim as well to make up for that play.
Sure, well defended. It was going to be a tough catch anyway for Nance there, but certainly a situation where if you're DeBerg, you have to take a chance. Looks like there's a flag on the play again, Will.
There, sure enough, there it is.
Against both teams,
so they're going to offset the penalty. Looks like a personal foul on both ends.
Yeah, a couple dead ball personal fouls there will offset. Looks like they're going to move on to the next down here.
So the Dragons, or I should say the Cavaliers, are now facing a 2nd and 15. They have it on their own 30-yard line. They have to reach their own 45-yard line. They would have that first down. They made that catch. It was a tough play. 2nd down now. In terms of time on this one, we have just under 2 minutes to play here in the first half of action. 40-0, Dragons lead. And so now the ball actually not marked on the 30, but marked on the 29-yard line, and they move it to the far hash now. A couple of changes. Jeremy Harmon has checked in to play cornerback for the DeSoto Dragons. He's playing the near corner.
Like, if you're Coach Johnson, you're certainly not going to take any chances with Lamont Allen or Jordan Alexander on defense here, the way things have gone. Jordan Anderson, excuse me, on defense here, the way things have gone.
Absolutely, especially with a big 40-0 lead, as you mentioned. And with football, it's very important that you stay healthy.
Sure. You know, it's, in any sport, you're certainly only as good as the guys you put on the field. But, you know, a couple tremendous threats on both sides of the ball. And Anderson and Allen, I would expect them to try and spell them a little bit here with a huge lead.
Second and 16.
So we'll see. Second and 16 now for the Cavaliers as the officials are still having a conversation out there. Of course, those officials, Doug Ratty, Bill Ziegler, Don Mayer, Terry Day, and Joe Perfraser out there talking right by the line of scrimmage on the far hash at about the 30-yard line.
Well, they're saying that the penalties occurred after the play. Well, it will be a loss of down. It will be third down.
And so now they rule that the penalties after the play, so it's going to be a loss of down, so it goes from second to third. Now third and 16. Noah's in the gun. It's a little bit of a reverse to Mack. He has it up the left side. Gets a big block across the 40, 45, and he muscles his way for the first down. A big run for Tariq Mack.
Nice play call there by Coach Simmons. Well, he saw the reverse, so the double reverse, so to speak. And Mack gets the outside after the dead ball penalty. So after some debate there, they ruled that, you know, the down will count. We'll move on after the dead ball foul. Looks like DeSoto's getting ready to possibly get the ball back again in the situation. DeBerg puts a nice play together.
Real nice play. The double reverse, as you mentioned, going from the right to the left side. And he was able to run it for about 18, 19 yards to get past the 16 yards he needed for a first down. Although now they're going to say there's a measurement. Although to me, it looked pretty clear.
Sure, it looked pretty clean cut from up here that he got it. Now, you know, it's hard for us to tell from this angle. He's on the far sideline from us. Maybe he stepped out of bounds or that. I'm not really sure where they marked it initially. But from where we are, Will, it certainly looked like he had enough for the first down.
And we'll see. And it's close. And the officials,
Soto comes away looking like they feel like he's short.
Still no call officially from the referees. Now they're going to mark him just short.
Excuse me there. It looked like Brendan Poley bounced out of there pretty close to the spot and said he felt like DeBerg was short. He was right.
Yeah, it really looked from here that he got it, so he must have stepped out of bounds on that far side. So it's going to be fourth down in inches, and I'm talking inches here, maybe an inch. We'll see. Noah right under center snaps. Oh, no, looks like there might be a penalty for the Cavaliers as they may have made another mistake, shot themselves in the foot yet again.
It looked like they were going to go to Davis on the inside handoff there, had Noah under center again, and may have been some movement up front.
No, it's against DeSoto. Surprising call on that one as the Dragons are offsides. They don't need to work for that first down. It's given to them.
Sure, it's interesting because it wasn't, you know, it was a quick snap. It wasn't like, at least from here, it's hard to tell, but certainly didn't feel like a hard count or anything designed to draw DeSoto offsides. Maybe someone's lined up in the neutral zone, but they snapped it quickly.
So either way, it'll be first and 10 now from the 50-yard line. Far hash. Noah under center. He's going to hand it off. The ball's loose in the backfield, but it's picked up and fielded and now running out to the 50-yard line as Jennings, Devontae Jennings, that is, bobbled it into the backfield. It bounced off the turf and right back into his arms, and he was able to recover and get out to the 50.
Well, you saw a really nice pursuit by Brendan Polite there again, Will, and ball gets in the ground in a situation where Noah's obviously able to pick it up, and he looked like he's getting his eyes down the field, but really no time to do anything with it with the DeSoto pressure.
So the Cavaliers, they're going to line up under center. Here is the clock continues to tick down here in the first half of action. In the gun, a handoff now right up the middle. And a nice run out there. It looks like with the ball carrier on this one is 42, Ronnie Warren. And he powers his way for a first down across the 40, inside the 40, down to the 38-yard line. A nice 12-yard run from Warren as he gets his first carry.
A nice run by Warren there. We're supposed to see him get the football other than him catching the opening kickoff a little short there. We haven't really seen him touch the football tonight, but a nice inside run.
Cavaliers going to have to move quickly. 53 seconds, and there's a timeout on the field. Coach Simmons wants to talk it over. So with 52 seconds now left to play in the first half of action, the DeSoto Dragons lead 40-0 here on 1400 KJF.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans.
So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My human. He says I'm difficult because I won't get in his trailer. Oh, he tries to get me in there, but if this ton of fun don't want her, she ain't gonna. And guess what, cowboy? It ain't because I'm difficult. It's because I'm stylish, all right? I mean, let's get serious. What self-respecting filly would set hoof inside of a rusted out old jacked up hoopty like that?
Shadow of Missouri has living quarter trailers and more. Check out Shadow of Missouri at shadowofmissouri.com for information and styles.
To the 1400 at KJAP as the DeSoto Dragons hold a 40-0 lead, but the Cavaliers putting together a nice little drive here. They started on their own 35-yard line, now down to the DeSoto 37-yard line. Noah's in the gun, back to the spread look. Two out left, two out right. Running back in the backfield is Warren. Noah's going to take it himself. He's got room up the middle, and he gets a nice block across the 30, inside the 25, now to the 20. He cuts it across the right, now cuts back into the middle, powers his way inside the 15, all the way down to the 12-yard line. A nice 25-yard pickup from Noah.
Really nice run by Noah again. It looked like that may have been an option play for him, maybe a prepackaged call where he did throw a run the football. He saw a little opening and took it, picks a big gain.
So the Cavaliers are as close as they've been all night to scoring. Clock is running now as we are under 40 seconds, 36 seconds now in counting, 35. Noah takes the snap. He's going to throw it out right, lobs it deep into the end zone, and he just throws it away. On a terrific play, though, by Lamont Allen as he leaped up, even though that ball was behind the end zone.
Well, you saw Coach Johnson get Allen back in the game there as DeBerg puts a little drive together, and he makes a play. But a good decision by Noah. Situation where he had Nance in the back of the end zone, throws it up where only Nance could get it. Noah is obviously makes a good decision there towards the goal line. Certainly can't afford to turn it over now if you're DeBerg.
Not at all. 26 seconds to play in the first half. Second and 10. Lamont Allen showing those hops. Of course, he went to the Junior Olympics down in Houston last month to showcase his jumping ability in the high jump and the long jump. He placed eighth down there. So a terrific showing at the Junior Olympics for Lamont Allen. Noah in the gun. Got two out left and one out right. He takes it. Now he hands it off to Warren in the backfield. Swarmed by a bunch of Dragons. Tackles him down at the 15-yard line. A loss of two on the play. And the clock keeps ticking on this one. Whistle blown. Looks like maybe a timeout on the play. And indeed there is. So Coach Simmons takes a second timeout of the half for the Cavaliers. We'll take a short break here on 1400 KGF. When we come back, we'll see if the Cavaliers can score as the Dragons lead it 40-0 with 18 seconds.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or
yes,
online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to DeSoto High School here on 1400 KJAP, where the Dragons have a 40-0 lead, but threatening here to score for the first time are the Bishop DeBorg Cavaliers. In this one, DeBorg is at second and 10 on their own 14-yard line. And third and 10, I should say, was second and 10 at the loss on the run by Warren, so it's now third and 12. From their own 14-yard line. They need to score 18.9 seconds left to play in this first half of action. So they will have a couple plays here to try to get in the end zone. Noah in the gun. Rolls out, flags all over the place. He throws it deep into the end zone and leaping high into the air to intercept the pass is, looks like Mason DeRoos out there for the Dragons, but there's lots of flags on the play.
Well, we got flags everywhere, Will, but a really nice catch by DeRoos. Looks like Noah threw that ball up for grabs a little bit, and DeRoos comes down with it in the end zone.
Terrific catch by DeRoos. We'll see if it holds, though, with the flags.
Illegal shift
on the Cavaliers.
I'm certainly no Mike Pereira rules expert, but I would think that would be declined.
You'd think, but I think an illegal shift means that it happened before the snap.
Yeah, again, I'm certainly no expert on this topic. I'm not sure if that's something you can decline.
And they will be declined. So the Dragons get it, the Mason DeRusse. You are an expert.
Maybe I am Mike Ferrero.
Yeah, maybe so. An interception by Mason DeRusse into the end zone is a big one. And of course, he had the interception last week, a 51-yard touchdown interception return. And he's got his second of the season. So DeRusse coming up big defensively early on in this one. And yet another costly mistake by the Cavaliers once they get it down in DeSoto territory. You have to expect the Dragons will just kneel this one out as they have it on their own 20-yard line. Lead it 40-0 here in the first half of action.
Yeah, victory formation for DeSoto. Looks like they're going to run it out here as they get one guy on the field laid here. Yeah, late timeout for Coach Johnson.
Well, probably something wrong there in the formation. It looks like substitution-wise they're trying to get somebody in. Coach Johnson will call a timeout. That'll be their first timeout of the half. So Coach Johnson, though, has been absolutely terrific and had the chance to kind of check them out at practice earlier this week. And one thing that I have to share with people, Bobby DeMoran, he's an assistant coach for the Dragons. This is his first year as an assistant. 30 years old. He played football at Hazelwood Central and Lindenwood University. He plays the scout quarterback. And the best part about it, he's in shoulder pads and helmet when he's up there. I thought he was a kid.
I love it, man.
I'm showing up and I'm thinking, man, this guy is good. Maybe he should start.
I tell you what, I mean, you can really tell just the energy and the enthusiasm from the entire DeSoto sideline. It starts with Coach Johnson at the top, but, you know, a lot of enthusiasm out of the kids, the assistant coach as well. They feel good about themselves after this half, and they certainly deserve to feel that way with the way they played in all three facets of the game.
Absolutely, especially after last week's victory where it was a real barn burner for them, 23-15, as the Dragons are going to come up and take a kneel here to enter the half. Zach Smith, and now a penalty is thrown on the field. And now maybe we'll see what we have here, but Dragons, of course, had a real tough win last week, 23-15. Two defensive touchdowns. And now there's no penalty, so that's kind of weird that you have two officials throw a flag and then have there be no penalty on it.
Change their mind there. Not really sure. I mean, you know, in that formation, looked like they may have had more than seven on the line of scrimmage, but maybe a miscount as well.
Zach Smith now goes under center. Now they get the playoff. Takes an E, and that clock will tick down as we go just under 10-6, 5-4, and the DeSoto Dragons walk off to the first half of action to a rousing ovation from the Dragon faithful here at DeSoto High School. They lead it 40-0 over the Bishop DeBorg Cavaliers. We're going to take a timeout here on 1400 KJF.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the Noble Deal.
Noble. It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with a Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate. Or how about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months. Or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler. Noble.
The DeSoto School District would like to thank the students, staff, parents, and patrons for all of your continued support as we continue to build the future together. DeSoto Schools are a proud member of the Missouri State High School Activities Association and remind all spectators that games are competitive, but they're also an educational experience for all players and students. Continue to show respect and sportsmanship throughout all the games this coming season. Go Dragons!
At Dietrich Mothers Head Funeral Home in DeSoto, the caring staff believes in providing value and trust. Every family deserves a perfect and final tribute, but making decisions in a trying time isn't easy. Alleviate that burden from your family with a prearranged funeral plan. The compassionate staff will sit down with you, discuss your needs, and listen to your concerns. Dietrich Mothers Head Funeral Home, 220 North Main in DeSoto. There for you in your time of need.
Welcome back to the halftime show. The DeSoto Dragons lead it 40-0 here at DeSoto High School over the Bishop DeBoard Cavaliers. This halftime show brought to you by Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Halftime show, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy specializes in special orders. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it for you the very next day. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, your total healthcare destination in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. This game has been all DeSoto Dragons, and the most impressive player so far for the Dragons has been Zach Smith, the quarterback.
Well, Zach Smith's put on a clinic here in the first half, Will, and not only throwing the football, a couple big runs, and he's certainly a guy who can pick up those tough yards inside the tackles, but you've also seen him get to the outside and beat some defenders in a sprint to the end zone. So really impressed not only how he's run the football, but a couple balls right on the edge. He throws the tremendous fade to Lamont Allen to get him in the end zone in a fourth down situation. You see him on the money to Caleb Kime again on a quick slant in the red zone again. So couldn't be more impressed how Zach Smith commanded the offense for the solo night.
And Zach Smith, 103 yards rushing, including a big 58-yard touchdown run. Smith has 82 yards of passing. And the impressive part really has been the efficiency for him. He's 5 of 8, and he's made some nice passes, and he really had another touchdown pass in time. Just couldn't quite come up with it. But he's been terrific. And then Lamont Allen, 3 catches, 30 yards, and a touchdown. Caleb Kime, a couple catches, 33 yards, and a touchdown on that slant. Like you said, Jordan Anderson has a 19-yard catch running the football. Austin Akers has really got himself going. He has 2 touchdowns and has 37 yards on the ground. But another thing that I'm remiss not to mention was the DeSoto Dragon defense. They caused a lot of turnovers, and, of course, they had the big 70-yard touchdown swoop and run by Shannon Stranger.
Well, certainly a nice half of the offense, like we talked about, Will, but really domination by DeSoto in all three facets of the game. You know, not just the offensive side, but you saw the DeSoto defensive line really start to dominate the line of scrimmage there, particularly in the second quarter. And, you know, Mason DeRue's able to pin DeBerg deep on a multitude of their drives this evening, and tremendous coverage by their kick team as well. So a dominant first half in all three facets by the Dragons.
Absolutely. Well, we are going to send it back to the studio for the halftime show, as they'll get you all caught up on all the scores around Jefferson County in the high school of football. Week 2 of the 2016 season. Rich Escher alongside Coach Zach Bone here at DeSoto High School, where the Dragons lead it 40-0 at halftime over the Bishop DeVore Cavaliers. You're listening to 1400 KJ.
Our summer of savings rolls on with Ford's Freedom Sales Event here at Ruther Ford. Hi, this is Doug Jr. Get freedom from interest with 0% Ford Credit APR financing at Ruther Ford. All new 2016 vehicles qualify for 72 months, 0% interest to qualified buyers. And here at Ruther Ford, all new 2016 Ford Fiestas, Focus, Fusions, and Escapes not only have 0% APR for 72 months, but also an additional $1,000 freedom cash. And here's something to always keep in mind regarding your new purchase. At Ruther Ford, the advertised price is the price you pay. Let me explain. We will not add back trade value or down payment and or rebates that you're not eligible for, just to make the deal appear better. For example, a new 2015 Ford Taurus Limited for $35,995 at 0% APR for up to 72 months. Out the door. So don't miss Ford's Freedom Sales Event going on now during our Summer of Savings at Ruther Ford off I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
Are you ready for warm weather? Ready to head out of town on a great vacation? Book a memorable one that the whole family will remember by calling McFarland Travel at 636-937-5679. The friendly and knowledgeable staff will help you book a warm and relaxing vacation. And that's what you deserve. They'd love to get your vacation plans rolling. Just call McFarland Travel today at 636-937-5679. That's McFarlandTravel.com.
And good evening. It is halftime of the game you're listening to on 1400 KJFF. It's DeSoto on top big over the DeBerg Cavaliers. 40-0 is the score there. We're going to start things off by running down the scoreboard from around the area. The game of the week on J98, the Battle of Valley Catholic and St. Genevieve. Annual event, of course, in St. Gen. It's Valley all over the Dragons. 41-14, that's a halftime score. In the game of the week on KREI, the Farmington Knights have a 6-point lead over North County, 20-14 there. That one is also at the half. On Web TV this evening, it is East Prairie on top of Jefferson. That's now in the third quarter. 12-0 is the score there. Right now, a shutout for East Prairie as they play at the Jefferson Blue Jays. No score in the Crystal City-Kelly matchup to this point. It is Brentwood on top of Grandview, 46-0. That was actually a first quarter score. It is Fredericktown on top of Herculaneum in the third, 21-6. Perryville leads St. Pius in the second quarter, 20-0 in that one. St. Vincent with a 7-6 lead over Scott City. That one is at the half. It is Sullivan leading Festus 12-10. That's a halftime score in the home opener for the Tigers. Hillsboro at Oakville still looking for a score in that one. No news on that as of yet. St. Charles in the second quarter leading Windsor 27-20. And one other score that we have at this time, it's Afton on top of Sekman. That is 9-0. That is a halftime score. Still looking for a few more, but that's what we have at this time. And the game again, you're listening to on KJF. It's DeSoto leading 40-0 at the half over Bishop DeBerg as the Dragons are trying to go to 2-0. And right now it's looking good for DeSoto. We'll step aside for 2 minutes, come back, check the first half highlights. We'll do that next on 1400 KJFF. And you are at halftime of the game of the week on Regional Radio.
The faculty and students at Jefferson R7 are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be a high-caliber athlete on and off the field. Stay driven, stay focused, and keep up all the hard work and teamwork, and all your efforts will pay off. This message brought to you by everyone at the Jefferson R7 schools. They say, Go Blue Jays!
Okay, a lot of time, it feels like you and your friends are in this together. It's you and a whole lot of them. You guys get each other. You have each other's backs. You've shared stuff with them that they would never tell anyone else. You're going to help each other go places. Be the people you know you want to be in the future. That's why drugs and the people who want you to do them, they don't matter. You're under your own influence because you're in this together. If you have a sec, check out more stories about people like you at myowninfluence.org.
No matter their age, help your children develop into lifelong readers. This is Charles Smith, president of the Missouri NEA. Reading to your children early and often creates a habit that can last a lifetime. Encourage reading in your home by visiting the library frequently and letting your kids pick out books on subjects that interest them. Feed their natural curiosity with books. Reading is a habit that can spark a lifetime of learning.
A message from Missouri NEA.
Barbecue season is always in season at Kettle Hut Smokehouse in Crystal City. Hi, I'm Jeff Kettle Hut, and my Memphis-style baby back ribs, pulled pork, brisket, whole turkeys, and sides are a great idea for all your family get-togethers, upcoming holidays, birthday parties, and more. Don't forget to add our desserts, including our handmade pies, cobblers, and bread pudding to any event. Remember, Kettle Hut Smokehouse for all your catering needs. On 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City. Kettle Hut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
And we're back at the KJFF studios on 1400 KJFF. Halftime of the game that you're listening to, it's DeSoto on top of Bishop DeBerg, 40-0. Running down the highlights, scoring in the first quarter with around 8 minutes left in the first, Zach Smith Passed it off to Lamont Allen on a fourth and goal play for the first score of the game.
Akers is in the backfield. Smith under center. Two out right. Another fade throw into the end zone. Lamont Allen leads up, and he makes the catch. Touchdown, DeSoto Dragons. The fourth down call pays dividends for DeSoto.
What a gutsy call by Coach Johnson to DeSoto right there. Not only to go for it deep in their Deburg territory on fourth and two, but to get it up and allow one of your playmakers to play, make a play. Great throw by Smith and a better catch by Lamont Allen.
Two-point conversion attempt failed, and it was 6-0 DeSoto at that time. A few minutes later, with around 5 minutes left in the first quarter, Zach Smith rocketed down the field for a long touchdown run.
Smith's in the gun. He's got two out right, two out left. Takes the snap. Hands it off, and now he keeps it right up the middle. He's got some room. He's across the 50. Gets a block. Now he's across the 40 on the far side. He's at the 30. He's got one man to beat at the 10. Cuts inside. Bowls his way all the way down to the half-yard line. Touchdown. They rule it. Zach Smith, a 58-yard touchdown run. That kid can do it all.
DeSoto went for another two-point conversion attempt, but again, it was no good, but they did lead 12-0 over the Cavaliers at that time. Another score happened before the end of the first quarter. With just 54 seconds remaining, DeSoto capitalized on a mistake made by the Cavaliers to extend that lead to 18.
Ball is loose, picked up by the DeSoto Dragons. He's moving all the way across the right. No one there to stop him. He's going to go all the way. Nothing but green. Touchdown, DeSoto. The score in the swoop.
What a swing right there, Will. You finally had some momentum for the DeBerg offense. They cough it up, and a scoop and score for the Dragons. Swings momentum right back the other direction.
Extra point was good to make it 19-0 at that time. With a little over 10 minutes remaining in the second quarter, Dragons' Caleb Keim threw a touchdown pass to extend that rally.
So now it's going
to
be second down and three after the penalty. Smith, he got three receivers out left. Allen, the lone receiver out right. Back to pass. He's going to throw it over the middle. Touchdown, Caleb Keim, as he connects with the young man for a 9-yard touchdown pass. And the Dragons now lead it 25-0.
PAT was good to make it 26-0 DeSoto. With 8:06 left in the half, DeSoto's Austin Akers contributed six more.
There's the give to Akers, and he powers his way into the end zone for the touchdown. Austin Akers on the late call from the official will score six, and it is now 32-0. DeSoto on the Austin Akers touchdown run right up the middle.
33-0 after the extra point was good. With 2:31 left in the half, DeSoto did it again. Again, it was Austin Akers.
In the gun, takes the snap. He's going to look to hand it to Akers, and he gives it to Akers off the right edge, and he marches into the end zone for the touchdown. And DeSoto continues to run up this one. It'll be 39-0, 40-0 if the extra point goes with just under 3 minutes to play here in the first half.
And they extended that score to where we stand now, 40-0 at the half in the KJFF game of the week. All DeSoto as they look to go to 2-0 on the year. Still have a little bit of time left before we send it back to the field for the start of the second half with Will Cheshire and Zach Bone. We'll step aside again. We'll give you an update of the scoreboard, see if anything's changed, if any of those games have gone to halftime yet, or if some of those have begun the third quarter. We'll do that right after this on 1400 KJFF.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here. At Comtree, we have been providing services to our citizens in Jefferson County and the surrounding area since 1974. We are a comprehensive health center providing family medical care, dental care, behavioral health, and substance abuse.
Yeah, come back again.
Services.
I couldn't hear you. I still have
we
the
want to be
on.
Your health care home. Check us out online at mymoinfo.com or call us at 931-2700. Comtree, health happens here.
It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with a No Bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate, or about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months,
or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler. Noble.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Checking the scoreboard one more time in the game, of course, that you're listening to on KJF. The first half coming to a close, almost ready to start the third quarter. DeSoto with a 40-0 lead over Bishop DeBerg. On J98, it's the Battle of St. Genevieve, and it's all Valley Catholic. They're in the third quarter now. It's Valley on top, 41-14. In the third quarter on KREI, it's Farmington still leading North County 20-14. On Web TV tonight, East Prairie in the third quarter leads Jefferson 19-8. That score has changed a little bit since our earlier check. Brentwood's all over Grandview 66-0. That's in the third quarter now. Fredericktown in the third quarter leading Herculaneum 27-6. In the third quarter, Perryville shutting out St. Pius 20-0 there. In the third, St. Vincent on top of Scott City, 7-6. Sullivan still leading Festus. That's now in the third quarter. 12-10 is the score in that one. St. Charles in the third quarter leads Windsor, 27-20. In the third quarter, it's Afton on top of Seckman, 9-0. And those are the scores that we have at this time. Still haven't found a score for Crystal City as they take on Kelly, missing that one. Potosi and St. Clair, as well as Hillsboro and Oakville, no score in those ball games to this point, nor Fox and Clayton. And that's what we've got at this time. We'll be sending it back out to DeSoto. Will and Zach will have the call of the second half coming up in just a short time on KJFF.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs.
So what's it looking like over there, Will?
The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
The DeSoto School District would like to thank the students, staff, parents, and patrons for all of your continued support as we continue to build the future together. DeSoto Schools are a proud member of the Missouri State High School Activities Association and remind all spectators that games are competitive, but they're also an educational experience for all players and students. Continue to show respect and sportsmanship throughout all the games this coming season. Go Dragons!
At Dietrich Mothers Head Funeral
Home
in
Will,
DeSoto,
are you guys ready to take it?
Staff,
can you hear me all right?
Providing value and trust. Every
all right,
family
cool.
deserves a perfect and final tribute, but making decisions in a trying time isn't easy. Alleviate that burden from your family with a prearranged funeral plan. The compassionate staff will sit down with you, discuss your needs, and
yeah, we're doing
to your
fine.
Concerns.
We're doing okay. We're hanging
Dietrich
in. No problem.
Dietrich Mothers Head Funeral Home, 220 North Main in DeSoto. There for you in your time of need.
Are you ready for warm weather? Ready to head out of town on
All
a
right,
great
I'm
vacation?
I'm going to send it to you after this
Book
ad.
Book a memorable one that the whole family will remember by calling McFarland Travel at 636-937-5679. The friendly and knowledgeable staff will help you book a warm and relaxing vacation. And that's what you deserve. They'd love to get your vacation plans rolling. Just call McFarland Travel today at 636-937-5679. That's McFarlandTravel.com.
The time of the night yet again. The DeSoto Dragons are banging out here in their home opener. 42-0. They lead it over the Bishop DeBorg Cavaliers, putting on a show in front of the DeSoto community in Faithful. And boy, did they show out to support. Fans are about 90% full in the seats. But if you look down the right side with all of the concessions, There are people lined up all the way around the fence towards back into the end zone, into the parking lot. Absolutely full out here. Terrific atmosphere as we get set for second half kickoff.
A great Friday night of football, Will. You've seen a lot of DeSoto folks pile into the stadium here, and the Dragons are giving them a good show in the home opener.
Absolutely. Always fun to watch. Of course, something Coach Johnson really preached, being in Texas. He's been a part of the Friday Night Lights shutdown of the community, and he wants to bring that to DeSoto, and he's off to a good start. Cavaliers will kick off to start. The Dragons deferred in the first half, so they will get the chance to receive, leading it 40-0. And here is the kick. It is a short line drive, and it's going to go out of bounds on the right side. And DeSoto is going to start at their own 35-yard line here to start the second half of action.
That start you're looking for if you're DeBerg there, Will.
No, really not. After a first half of mistakes, you start off the second half with a mistake.
Yeah, I would certainly think that they're hoping for a little better start to the second half. Flip the script a little bit, but DeSoto going to get a nice field position here.
DeSoto scored on every possession of that first half of action.
Yeah, certainly not surprised they're able to move the football really at will there. And whether they were able to run to the inside with Smith or Akers or stretch the outside with Allen or Anderson, they were really a dynamite offense.
Had an 8-play scoring drive, a 1-play scoring drive on the Zach Smith run. They had a 3-play scoring drive as well. And now Smith is under center. He's got two out right, two out left. Akers is with him in the backfield to his right. Smith in the gun, takes the snap. And he is going to keep it himself. He's going to go off the right side. He's got lots of room out across the 45, across the 15, nothing but green turf in front of him. Rumble, young man, in rumble all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Dragon Zach Smith. His second long touchdown run of the night. That time a 65-yard scamper.
What a run by Smith again, Will. You saw a really nice block by Caleb Keim on the outside, and Smith rumbling and stumbling all the way to the end zone.
A terrific block. Good eye on that one. Good call. That was Caleb Keim. That was a great block. That really sprung him to go all the way around the right sideline on that 65-yard touchdown run. 168 yards rushing now for Zach Smith. Two touchdowns, one from 58 yards. The other 65-yard touchdown run. So he's been absolutely terrific in this one. And if you're the Cavaliers, that is the worst possible start. Out of bound kick, and then a 1-play 68-yard touchdown run.
Yeah. Can only imagine that is not what Coach Simmons drew up at halftime there, Will, but poor execution by the special teams there and a really nice run by Smith. So, they'll certainly try to flip it around again here as they'll get the football back.
Mason DeRoos puts that one through the uprights again. He is 100% on his extra point opportunities. Beg your pardon, that was a 65-yard touchdown run by Zach Smith. So the Dragons pick off right where they left off in the first half of action. We head to a short break here on 1400 KJF with DeSoto leading 47-0 here with just under 12 minutes to play in the third quarter.
The faculty and students at Jefferson R7 are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be a high-caliber athlete on and off the field. Stay driven, stay focused, and keep up all the hard work and teamwork, and all your efforts will pay off. This message brought to you by everyone at the Jefferson R7 schools. They say, go Blue Jays!
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs.
What is it?
If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you.
He stepped
Member
out.
FDIC,
He'll be back in a
Equal
second.
Housing Lender.
He stepped out.
Toto Dragons lead it now 47-0 as we are just getting underway in the second half. DeRose kicks this one deep after the 65-yard touchdown run, and it is dropped on the return, but now picked up running with it. He's at his own 3-yard line, and he is dragged down at the 2-yard line. Wow. Terry Mack dropped it. Picked it up. The Cavaliers really struggling to open up this second half.
Great coverage again by the DeSoto special teams. As good as the offense and defense have been, well, they may be the story of the night. You had the one kickoff that rolled out of bounds. Other than that, tremendous coverage by their kick team all evening.
Absolutely. As you mentioned earlier, they have been firing on all three cylinders tonight. Really no weakness in their game so far. And so the Cavaliers, they have a tall task in front of them. They're at their own two-yard line on the far right hash going right to left in their white uniforms with black pants and white helmets. It's going to be tough for them in this one to try to do so here. We'll see if they can come through. And they're going to be in the gun. And some movement.
And some flag.
It looks like it was DeSoto Dragon may have jumped into the neutral zone. And it is going to be a neutral zone infraction offsides on the DeSoto Dragon. So that'll help out the Cavaliers. 5 extra yards.
Yeah, they'll get a little breathing room there, Willie. Certainly some enthusiasm and a lot of energy from the DeSoto defensive line. It looked like they maybe had safety on their mind there as they get DeBerg backed up. But a little overzealous, and they're going to get a little breathing room here for the Cavaliers.
So they go from 1st and 10 from their own 2 to 1st and 5 now from the 7. In the gun, Noah, he's going to take it off the right edge. He's going to cross the 10-yard line and get knocked down at about the 12. Going to be close to a first down. And it looks like Matthew Davis, beg your pardon, got the handoff.
For the Dragons, number 6, Jeremy
tackle
Harmon.
For the DeSoto Dragons goes to Jeremy Harmon, the sophomore. And that's going to be good enough for a first down.
For the Cavaliers, the football is going to be at the 13-yard line.
Marked at the 13-yard line, just past the 12-yard line, which they needed to get that first down.
Yeah, nice run by Noah. He's able to get the outside there. And a quality tackle by Harmon. Looked like Noah had some room to maybe push it for a few more. And a good stop by the sophomore on the edge.
So now Noah in the gun. He's got two receivers out right. He's got two out left. He takes the snap. Now it's a handoff up the middle, powering his way up.
Looks like it's growing, and he will
looks
have
like running
play.
The football on that one is Dominic Groening. Just a couple
Brandon
of yards there for Groening.
Starting to see DeBerg spread the carries out a little bit here. We saw Dominic Groening. Saw number 42, Ronnie Warren, get a few carries there towards the end of the first half. So starting to spread around a little bit. We saw a lot of Tariq Mack early, and we're starting to spread the wealth a little bit offensively, maybe try to get something going with some of their other playmakers.
Something definitely Coach Simmons has been really trying to do. Hasn't quite found the success. No in the gun this time. Running back to his right, two receivers out right, two out left in the spread formation. DeSoto coming in, and it looks like they may have moved a little bit, or the offense. We'll see if the penalty is thrown.
That certainly looks like it's going to be a false start there, Will, with the left tackle. Looked like he got a little excited there.
Yep, sure enough, he did. 100% right. False start. So that'll move him back 5 yards from the 13 to the 8. Or I should say from the 14 to about the 9-yard line, as there was that 1 yard of run that they got. And it'll be 2nd and 14 now. DeSoto, they always tend to have a four-man front. Talking to Coach Johnson, he likes to play the cover 2, cover 4, kind of make sure that he keeps things contained. He loves to swarm the football, avoid that big play. And for the most part, they've done so. Snap in the backfield, hand off to Davis, and the Dragons and knock him down back at the 5-yard line. So Davis with a loss of a few yards on that one.
Well, that swarming D you were just talking about, William. Coach Johnson preaches attack, 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 and you can really tell that the aggressiveness and the energy are really hallmarks of what he wants his football team to be, and certainly a hallmark of his personality. They started to take some of that on here.
And they really are, and the personality, that big thing, you can really see that from the energy of the coaching staff to the energy of the players on the field. Noah in the gun. He's got a receiver out right and one out left. Hand off right up the middle, and he is stuffed. As that one goes to Dominic Groening, he gets nothing on that one. And DeBorg really, really struggling to move the football. So it's going to be now 4th down and roughly 18 yards.
We'll bring up a 4th down.
So 4th and 18, real long. Definitely going to want to try to punt here. Last time they had it in this situation, they fumbled the football. We'll see if they can get this punted out in time and out of their own territory. Back to receive this one for DeSoto. Kick is high, really short, though. It's going to go out to about the 20-yard line. Takes
and
a nice DeBorg bounce, though. Goes from the 20
down,
by Davis
down to,
the 30-yard line, and that's where the Dragons will take over. They'll take over on the 30-yard line of the Cavaliers, and we come back here on 1400K, Jeff, with a 47-0 lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the Noble Deal.
No Bull. It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying.
Hey, I hit a longer one on accident.
Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a
$4,500
rebate.
Hey, Will, Ryan said that they will probably $12,700
office sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn. Now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0%
hit like a minute thing, though, because I stepped out of the room.
Or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months, plus
$1,500
rebate.
They're just going
to think
you're a liar.
Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler. Noble.
Here at DeSoto High School, 47-0. Dragons a lead on that last run. Cole Watson went right out the middle. Watson once again gets it on the second down carry. Doesn't get much on that one. A new quarterback in the game for the DeSoto Dragons.
On the side, number 5, Matthew Davis for the Cavaliers.
Number 22 playing quarterback. Looks like they're trying to still get that number visual out there for you. Now, as we look at the press line, number 22 would be Caleb Kime.
Looks like Kime 22. Well, I got to tell you, my eyesight's horrendous, so I have no idea. But it certainly looks like a 22 from up here.
Kime certainly hasn't told me he plays much quarterback, so it looks like it's 22. So Caleb Kime getting some quarterback action there. He's in the gun. He takes the snap. He's going to hand off to the right side, and he is hammered in the backfield. Nice job as Watson is knocked back to the 35-yard line by the Cavaliers. A loss of a couple of yards on that one, and that's going to bring up 4th and 15 for the Dragons. And they'll probably come on and punt the football here.
Yeah, it looks like with a 47-0 lead, they'll be content to pin to Berg deep again.
So the Cavaliers, for the first time all night, prevent the DeSoto Dragons from scoring. So those moral victories a little bit there for the DeBerg.
Sure. Yeah, no, is finally able to get a stop for the DeBerg defense. For them, hopefully it's something they can build on. But, certainly a different personnel package in for the Dragons on offense as well.
Lamont Allen boots this one way back and caught at the 2-yard line. And he is brought down at the 10. You have to think that Tariq Mack might have been better off letting that one go in the end zone.
Yeah, that may be a freshman mistake there for Tariq Mack. He gets the ball at his own 2-yard line. Typically, they'll tell you to set your heels in the 10 and anything inside there to let it roll. Low line drive kick by Allen, which went right to Mack, which may be the reason he decided to go ahead and catch it and try to return it. But certainly didn't do his team any field position favors right there, Will.
A tough play on that one. But like you said, just a freshman, and he has done some good things for the most part this game.
Tremendously gifted young man. Very athletic. Has tremendous vision on the outside as well. So look for big things from Tariq Mack right there.
So DeSoto, 3-and-out on that one. Now the Dragons will look to defend their turf once again to keep trying to preserve a little bit of this shutout. As it's 47-0, just under 10 minutes to play in this ball game. Here in the third quarter, I should say. The Dragons, 4 minutes and 30 seconds, I should say.
We don't have the best view of the scoreboard here. We got here down. Very, very inopportunistic placement of that light pole right there, too. But 4.5 left, and Berg will try to get something put together here.
4.5 minutes, so that clock's really been moving quickly, and that may have to do with the 47-0 score.
It's certainly rolling at this point, and I gotta say, you're right. It certainly was under 10, so we're rolling now.
Yeah, so it's rolling now because it was under 10 minutes. But
it's fun. Well, we're not. Honestly, like you said earlier, well, there was so many situations where DeSoto was able to put the ball in the end zone. So many clock stoppages, big play after big play, whether it was offense or defense, the scoop and score, the long runs by Smith, the touchdown pass to Allen and Kime as well. Seemed like every time we looked up, DeSoto was putting the ball in the end zone, and we were flipping it out there. So, real long first half, kind of drug a little bit, I think, and starting to get a little better rhythm on both ends here.
New quarterback in the game for the Cavaliers, and it's Matt Davis. And Matt Davis takes the snap, fires it to Mac on the right side. It's a loss of a few yards. But as you mentioned, Zach, DeSoto, and they had a couple of drives where it was three plays or less.
Oh, it's your big play after big play. Big play after big play. Well, you know, tremendous playmakers on the outside. You know, we've spoken at length about Lamont Allen, the type of athlete he is. But Jordan Anderson, you know, really made a couple nice catches on the outside. Certainly a guy you have to respect his ability to beat you deep as well. And you saw Caleb Kime able to take advantage of the deep threats they have in Allen and Anderson on the outside by running a couple quick slants in there. Smith has a real good feel for when Kime's going to be open, it looks like. So he's thrown the ball well and spread it around to a lot of guys that can make plays. And we talked about Smith able to do it on both ends as well, able to run the football and put it on the money. And saw a couple good runs out of Austin Akers as well. So really a nice package of skill guys DeSoto's run out there tonight.
They've really looked terrific here in this home opener, and they're well on their way to a 2-0 start. So Matt Davis taking over for the Cavaliers. He's got two receivers out right, and there's lots of movement there. That's going to be probably a false start on that one. On the Cavaliers.
Looked like the tight end for DeBerg that got to the second level before the ball was snapped. So he had his target picked out, though.
He did. Ball start on the Cavaliers. It's going to move him back to the 15-yard line, 5 yards, and they'll face a first and 15 here now deep as DeSoto brings in some of their subs. Zach Trent enters the game. He'll be playing defensive back out there. Also entering the game for the Dragons as well, Jordan Riando, as well as Jason Pruitt, a senior and a sophomore, respectively. Davis is in the gun. He's got two out left, two out right. He's going to take it right up the middle himself. Once again, the Dragons line all over the place. Another loss.
Getting there first, number 52.
Give DeSoto's defense a lot of credit here. You talked about a couple substitutions and certainly some young men. I'm sure they're hungry to get in a football game and mix it up a little bit. But their defense has been relentless here. We've been very easy to relax with a 47-point lead. They've continued to play hard and dominate the line of scrimmage.
It really has been. And second down now and 16 from their own 13-yard line now. Bishop DeBoer, Cavaliers facing a tough, tough task to try to get this one rolling. And so they're looking to just kind of do anything they can to get some positive yards in this drive. And another whistle that blows the play dead before it starts. No flag. And we'll see what the officials say on this one. That's offsides on the DeSoto Dragons defense. So they have no laundry in the field, a penalty nonetheless. So that brings them from 2nd and 16 to 2nd and 11 now in this one.
That rhythm I was talking about stalled a little bit here, Will, but you know, certainly DeBerg will take what they can get at this point. It gets them a little bit closer to that first down marker and some of the yards they lost.
An 18-yard line now, a more manageable 2nd and 12. Davis with the ball. He's going to carry it out the right side. And once
Davis
again, not getting
right
much,
side.
Though. Maybe picks up a gain of 3 yards, and it'll make it 3rd
well,
and 10.
Was number 6 for the Dragons, Jeremy Harmon.
With the tackle, that play, Jeremy Harmon, the sophomore that just subbed in recently. So Harmon out on the field. Lots of the substitutes for the DeSoto Dragons on the field right now in the 47-2 ball game in this one. They've had full control, but for Bishop DeBoer, it's definitely a process of rebuilding and getting better on a week-by-week basis when you have a really young team.
Sure. You know, well, Brian Simmons has had success at a host of different places in the St. Louis area. And yeah, he did told you coming in they were going to be young. There was going to be an adjustment period. They lost a heavy senior class last year. So, you know, certainly he knows what it takes to get that turned around. They've made some young mistakes, as you can tell. Certainly a lot of penalties, some costly turnovers and things like that. But you would expect a team coached by a guy like Brian who's been around and had success will continue to improve as the year goes on, and certainly they would hope they won't be making those towards the latter part of the season.
Delay
a game now on the Cavaliers going to make it 3rd and 14, but going back to what you spoke about, he's had the success, and one cool thing, he's a little more emotionally invested in Bishop DeBoer. It was his alma mater in 1985, so he's definitely looking to kind of build this program up. And you know, he's got a lot of work to do, but he has the young talent, the playmakers. Like, we saw the skill of guys like Tariq Mack has been terrific. Devontae Jennings has shown some good things as well, and just young kids.
Sure, and the other starting quarterback, Kyle Noah, an underclassman as well, a junior, he'll be back next year. So no doubt they'll get it turned around. He's heavily invested in DeBerg, and I would expect them to be back to being very, very competitive again and sooner rather than later.
How many groaning comes up with the run there on the right side? And that is now going to be fourth down. It's going to be 4th and 12 after a couple yard gain. We'll take a look at the scoreboard here across the listening area. J98, Valley Catholic leads big over their rival, St. Genevieve, 49-14 in the third quarter. Farmington leads over North County, 28-16 on KREI. And on Web TV, East Prairie is beating Jefferson 19-8 in the third quarter. In other action, Brentwood up big over Grandview 66-0 as Davis is back to punt for Bishop DeBorg. And he launches a line drive kick, a nice bounce, fielded at the 48-yard line by DeSoto. He gets it now across the 40, and he has run out of bounds on that
on
one.
The return again, Clayton Snudden.
Snudden gets a little action. Return of about 14 yards.
A nice return by Snud there. Picked up the rolling football, able to turn it into a 15-yard gain or so.
Frederick Town is up 34-14 over Herculaneum. Perryville with a 20-0 lead as they visit St. Pius in the third. St. Vincent is over Scott City 14-6 in the fourth quarter. Festus losing to Sullivan at 12-10 in the third quarter. That's a good one. Oakville and Hillsboro remain tied. St. Charles is up on Windsor 27-20 in the third quarter. And Afton is up on Sekman 9-0 in the third quarter. And Northwest holds a 27-16 lead in the third quarter of action over Riverview Gardens. This game brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Crystal City, Herculaneum, and St. Genevieve, Comtree Comprehensive Health Centers, YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, Presbyterian Manor in DeSoto Pueblo Public School District at number 73. As the clock winds down here at the end of the third quarter, the Dragons will take over. They'll have it on the 37-yard line when we come back with a commanding 47-0 lead over the Cavaliers, listening to 1400 KJ.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
The DeSoto School District would like to thank the students, staff, parents, and patrons for all of your continued support as we continue to build the future together. DeSoto Schools are a proud member of the Missouri State High School Activities Association and remind all spectators that games are competitive, but they're also an educational experience for all players and students. Continue to show respect and sportsmanship throughout all the games this coming season. Go Dragons!
Start of the fourth quarter, the DeSoto Dragons opening up their home slate of their 2016 season in a big way with a 47-0 lead over the Bishop DeBorg Cavaliers. Well, this time last year, it was a game that was a lot closer, 28-21 lead from DeSoto, but DeBorg graduated 19, just returned four starters in this one. But DeSoto graduated 22-plus players themselves, only returned 13 this year in seniors, but those seniors' key pieces, guys like Caleb Keim, Zach Smith, Lamont Allen, Jordan Anderson, and Brendan Polite, among others.
Oh, sure. You know, not only guys like Allen, who obviously are well-known kind of household names in the county for their ability to be difference makers in a variety of sports, but Zach Smith, Caleb Keim, guys that have really had a great game tonight. You can tell they're experienced, certainly prepared, battle-tested, so to speak, and certainly a more mature DeSoto football team on their end than what you've seen out of DeBerg. Many fewer costly penalties, no turnovers thus far for DeSoto. They've been able to capitalize in some situations with some DeBerg turnovers. So, experience is valuable in any sport, in any situation, at any level. So you're seeing from guys that have been around the block a little bit from DeSoto, not only the experience they have, but like we talked about, the aggressiveness, the energy that Coach Johnson's asking to play with. They've done a really good job of bringing that tonight.
Absolutely. It's been terrific, and it's really easy to see. And the energy here at DeSoto High School is very high as well. I'll do a little scoring recap for you. The game started, it seems like so long ago, Zach Smith, the quarterback, a fade pass to Lamont Allen in the end zone. That made it 7-0 to start that, but now we're getting set to go as DeSoto Dragons will have the ball at their own 37. And that ball's into the backfield, picked up by the quarterback, and now he is sacked all the way back at the 44-yard line. That is a big loss on that one, a loss of about 18 yards there. That is a huge loss on that play.
In there on the stop, number 41.
So a big stop there by number 41 of Bishop DeBorg, and that is, of course, Derez Yarber.
we didn't linebacker.
Have, excuse me, sorry about that. We didn't have three on our roster. You're not sure who was in at quarterback for DeSoto. I was trying to listen to Jeff Russell, school board president, Mr. DeSoto, voice of the Dragons down there on the PA system, but I didn't quite catch who he went with there. But snap over the head of number three, whoever that is, and a big loss for DeSoto on the play.
We'll be sure to get that to you as soon as we find out. And here's the snap. And there's a give into the backfield. Swarmed again, so that DeBorg doing well as Watson gets another carry for DeSoto Dragons. That's a loss of 2 yards, though. That's his fourth carry on the game. But it's going to be third and long, and I mean real long, third and about 17.
It's the first time we've really seen the DeSoto offense move in this direction all night. Well, it's been positive yardage, big chunk plays, large gains, and football's in the end zone, but we're starting to see a little bit of the younger kids filter in for DeSoto offensively. So going the wrong direction after a tough snap there on first down.
Yeah, and when I said 17, I meant more like 25 yards. In the gun, in the spread, two out right, two out left. The Dragon. And now whistles blow, and the flag is thrown. And we'll see delay game on the Dragons. That's going to push it back even further. On the delay of game, is a tough time relaying the message there. But back to the scoring, you had Zach Smith and Lamont Allen on the touchdown, and then Zach Smith with the long 58-yard touchdown run. And you had a swoop 70-yard touchdown run by the defense, and that was by Shannon Stranger. He brought that back. It's now ready, the third and 28 play. Just a handoff bit is picked off by DeBorg, and this is going to be the Cavaliers' first touchdown all the way into the end zone. Bishop DeBorg is on the board as DeRoz Yarber stripped it from the running back Watson and took it all the way back to the house, 35 yards. So the Cavaliers on the board for the first time tonight. A big touchdown run by Yarber of Bishop DeBorg. So they have made it onto the scoreboard. The shutout is no more on that one. And Yarber with the big, long touchdown run. He stripped that right out of Watson's hands.
He took it right away from him there. Nice play by Yarber. A little, hopefully a confidence booster for DeBorg here. We talked about a lot of the young mistakes they've made. You'd certainly like to see him play with some confidence down the stretch and hopefully something to build on for them next week.
So just under 11 minutes to play. They are on the scoreboard for the first time tonight on that long yard run. And Coach Johnson is going to take a timeout on the field. It's 47-6 at the moment. The extra point coming up next on 1400 AK Chap, which is under 11 minutes to play in the ballgame.
At Dietrich Mother's Head Funeral Home in DeSoto, the caring staff believes in providing value and trust. Every family deserves a perfect and final tribute, but making decisions in a trying time isn't easy. Alleviate that burden from your family with a pre-arranged funeral plan. The compassionate staff will sit down with you, discuss your needs, and listen to your concerns. Dietrich Mother's Head Funeral Home, 220 North Main in DeSoto. There for you in your time of need.
Are you ready for warm weather? Ready to head out of town on a great vacation? Book a memorable one that the whole family will remember by calling McFarland Travel at 636-937-5679. The friendly and knowledgeable staff will help you book a warm and relaxing vacation. And that's what you deserve. They'd love to get your vacation plans rolling. Just call McFarland Travel today at 636-937-5679.
What was that?
That's McFarlandTravel.com.
Cavaliers going for two as they're on the scoreboard on a nice touchdown run on the give. And in the backfield, it's Davis. Davis for 2 points, and he gets the 2 points. It is now 47-8. DeSoto leads over the Bishop DeBorg Cavaliers. A 35-yard touchdown, a fumble recovery and run by Yarber puts the Cavaliers on the board. We'll go back. We'll reset you. It was Zach Smith to Lamont Allen. That was the first touchdown. Zach Smith, that was a nice 2-yard touchdown pass on a fade route. 58-yard touchdown run by Smith on the ensuing possession. And then it was a 70-yard touchdown return on the fumble recovery by Shannon Stranger. And then another touchdown pass this time to Mr. Caleb Keim on the nice 9-yard slant route. And then another touchdown. This time it goes to the running back Akers. Akers had a couple touchdowns, a 2-yard run, and a 67-yard touchdown run as well. And then, and that is where we, st- no, that's not where we stand. They scored too much for that to just be it. Zach Smith, a big touchdown run, 65 yards to open up the second half of action. And then, of course, Yarber with the 35-yard touchdown fumble recovery just this recently into the end zone. That is where we stand. And, of course, our stats are brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. In the end zone, they've seen lots of it. Brought to you by Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family with a pool or spa from Home Pools and Spas. They can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Everybody's going to Home Pools and Spa in Ledington. And a big thanks to Nana's Brick Oven Pizzeria in Farmington off Highway 00 for the amazing food they prepare on a regular basis. Here is the kick. It's a low, soft one that bounces at about the 36-yard line of DeSoto, and the Dragons will dive under it. And looks like coming up on the recovery is Watson, who's had a lot of action at the running back position as well in this
one. They will have the football on their own 37-yard line.
So the Dragons will start at their own 37-yard line. We did figure out who that quarterback was for you. That's Breyer Beckett out there. So Beckett getting some action. I wish I had some information for you to talk about Beckett, but he is not listed on our roster. I'll be sure, though, to ask Coach Johnson about Beckett as well in this one. But the Dragons, of course, with such a big lead, letting a lot of their youth play and have a chance to get some varsity experience. So Beckett is in the gun. He's got two out right, two out left. Hands it off to Watson. Watson powers his way up back to about the line of scrimmage. And I beg your pardon, that wasn't Watson. That was Gavin King checking into the game. He gets his first carry.
Back to the line of scrimmage.
So King put him on the stat sheet tonight.
DeAndre Hamilton.
But Caleb Keim, of course, with that big touchdown pass. And interesting to note about Mr. Caleb Keim, he didn't start to play football until he was about 10, 11 years old. And it wasn't until he was encouraged by a coach because he saw him play soccer, and he was playing goalie. And usually when you get the transition from soccer to football, it's with the legs. But he had such good hands as a goalie, that's kind of what made him go to football. And you've seen those good hands today on the football field.
Caleb Kahn's a tough kid, William. Certainly my first time seeing him on the football field, but seen him many, many times in the summer on the baseball field. Tremendous young man. Spends a lot of time behind the plate, both for DeSoto High School and for DeSoto Legion. Does a really nice job back there. Great catch and throw guy. Like I said, a really tough young man, so not surprised to see him have a lot of success on the football field.
Absolutely. Of course, King on that last play gets the run, knocked back even further, all the way back to the 31-yard line. It looks like it's going to be a long third down here, third and about 16 for DeSoto. But Caleb Keim, a great kid, three-sport athlete, terrific athlete, good hands on the soccer field. So an interesting note there. That's how he started his football career. There's a bad snap over the head of Beckett. Diving on the football is the Cavaliers, and the Cavaliers will get the football at the 20-yard line. So you have a lot of the youth and the inexperienced in there for the Dragons, and it's certainly been showing.
Yeah, a couple problems on the, I don't know if exchange is the word there with them being in the shotgun, but a couple problems getting the snap down for DeSoto there. You've seen a couple balls snapped over Beckett's head that have gone for big losses, and that one goes for a turnover in this situation. So nice field position again for DeBerg.
So 7:23 to play in counting here in the fourth quarter. DeBerg's got an opportunity here to get themselves on the board for their first offensive touchdown of the ball game. Of course, they had the defensive touchdown from Yarber on the 35-yard fumble, a strip and run. And now they're looking to get on the board offensively for the first time. They're going to start at the 20.5-yard line of the DeSoto Dragons. Looks like, is it Davis or Noah back at the quarterback position? Looks like it is Noah back out there. So Noah, I didn't know it is Matthew Davis. So Davis takes it on the shotgun run. He's going to run it out across inside the 10-yard line, down to the 5-yard line. Matthew Davis was your quarterback on that one as he takes it down to the 5-yard line. So the DeBorg doing a good job here to have the opportunity to score for the first time offensively as he just gets under 7 minutes. So the Cavaliers looking to get on the board for the first time, clean up maybe some mistakes as well. Matthew Davis has done a nice job running kind of the option type run from the pistol offense that they've been deploying out there since he's taken over at the quarterback position.
Yeah, they've got a little more power game offensively. So if you're DeBerg, you'd certainly like to get in the end zone on the offensive end. For once tonight, you had the defensive turnover, you turned into some points and looking to put some momentum together here.
There's a gentleman in the backfield driving his feet all the way down to the 2-yard line on the tackle by Anthony Santiago of DeSoto. The ball carrier up in that one looks like it was Jennings picking up the run there. So Jennings puts himself on the positive, a yard marker on that one, third. And now it's going to be second and goal from the 2 yard line. DeBoard knocking on the Dragons' door here with under 6.5 minutes to play. Drive right up the middle. Does he power his way in? And he's in for the touchdown. So the Cavaliers are on the board. Their second touchdown of the game. Their first touchdown of the night. So the Cavaliers are on the board offensively for the first time. 47-14 now in this one. We'll see if they go for two. Or if they'll go ahead to kick it. And there's a player down on the field, and it is a Cavalier. I can't quite tell who it is, but he looks like he is in some pain as the trainers run out there. We're going to take a short time out here on 1400 KJF. When we come back, they'll be going for their extra point. It's 47-14 right now at 5:36 to play in this one here on 1400 KJF from DeSoto High School.
The DeSoto School District would like to thank the students, staff, parents, and patrons for all of your continued support as we continue to build the future together. DeSoto Schools are a proud member of the Missouri State High School Activities Association and remind all spectators that games are competitive, but they're also an educational experience for all players and students. Continue to show respect and sportsmanship throughout all the games this coming season. Go Dragons!
At Dietrich Mothers Head Funeral Home in DeSoto, the caring staff believes in providing value and trust. Every family deserves a perfect and final tribute, but making decisions in a trying time isn't easy. Alleviate that burden from your family with a prearranged funeral plan. The compassionate staff will sit down with you, discuss your needs, and listen to your concerns. Dietrich Mothers Head Funeral Home, 220 North Main in DeSoto. There for you in your time of need.
I got 1400 KJF. He's your player watched off on his own power. 47-14 in this one. The Cavaliers just scored a touchdown on a run by Groening. He gets himself into the end zone for the first time tonight in the first offensive touchdown. Of course, Dominic Groening has had several carries so far in this one, but that one a 2 yard scamper for the touchdown. And they're going to be going for two here as they look to try to make this a 47-16 ball game. In the gun is Davis. Some movement by the Dragons, but he gets back in time. Davis rolls out to his right. He is hammered in the backfield, but he throws it. And a beautiful play there by Davis as he finds his intended receiver who's wide open. Good composure there by Davis to find his receiver in that right corner of the end zone. A nice catch by Tariq Mack.
What a throw by Davis right there. Defender hanging all over. He's able to complete it to Mack for the conversion.
Absolutely. A terrific throw out there. So the score now 47-16 here with 5.5 minutes, I should say, to play in this one. We'll take a short timeout here on 1400 KJF.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The faculty and students at Jefferson R7 are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be a high-caliber athlete on and off the field. Stay driven, stay focused, and keep up all the hard work and teamwork, and all your efforts will pay off. This message brought to you by everyone at the Jefferson R7 schools. They say, go Blue Jays!
Takes the kick, rumbles around the right side, and he's going all the way into the end zone. A touchdown, and Lamont Allen enters the game in the kickoff return. It scores a huge touchdown run by the snap of your fingers, just like that. Wow.
Interesting to see Allen back in the game. Well, he comes in the game, he's back for turn, and takes to the house.
So yeah. So.
Doing Lamont Allen, doing Lamont Allen things on the football field.
Lamont Allen showing his track star prowess on that one. Takes that one back about 65 yards. for the touchdown. The score now 53-16. And based on how well Mr. Mason DeRoos has been kicking the field goal, I'd be surprised if this doesn't go through the upright. Snap, hold, kick, right through the middle, and good. So Mason DeRoos, 100% on extra points tonight, 54-16. Dragons lead it. 5 minutes and 26 seconds left to play in this one. The Dragons have just been all over. And Lamont Allen, I was surprised to see him in the game on that one as well, but he made his impact known real quick.
Yeah, it's the classic, you know, classic situation of playmakers going out and making plays. Get Lamont back in the game. He takes one of the house right away. It's a pretty good return on your investment right there if you're Coach Johnson.
Absolutely. So Lamont Allen with a big return there. Allen, of course, a track star. A huge athlete. He's a dream team athlete in that respect. Zach Smith, though, hasn't seen any action in the second half, as you'd anticipate with your quarterback. But, man, he's been terrific. He was telling me earlier this week, he's like, my favorite throw is the hitch and go. I love that one. We didn't really see much of the hitch and go. There was that one with Allen, and it just didn't quite work. But he said his best throw is super good at the slants. And
well, you saw him.
Certainly saw the slant.
Yeah, you saw him, you know, find Kime the one time for the touchdown. You saw him have a chance to find him again there, and he just weren't able to hook up on that one as well. But, you know, Smith throws the slant with a lot of confidence. He was able to throw the fade there to Lamont Allen, which Lamont out jumps the corner in that situation. So, you know, you can certainly tell that Smith has a lot of confidence in receivers, but tremendous execution by him as well. And I'd expect that after his performance and with this kind of lead, Coach Johnson's probably got him in a bubble on the sideline somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll definitely be getting some praises tonight as well. He's looked great throwing the football. A little shaky last week, but getting his weapons back and Kime Anderson and Allen has really made a big difference. He's looked terrific at that quarterback position. The Dragons look like they'll be 2-0 after this one. Kick from DeRoos, high in the air, another good one. This one going to be down at about the 12. Dropped once again by Mack, but he recovers it, picks it up, runs it out all the way out to about the 22-yard line. And that is where the Cavaliers will start here with about 5 minutes to play, just over 5 minutes to play here in this ball game. The score 54-16. All DeSoto Dragons in their home opener here. Still a very nice crowd at the stadium as well.
Well, another great coverage by the DeSoto kick team as well. The ball gets on the turf there, and you know, certainly stalls the momentum of the runner a little bit, but a situation where if you get guys outside their lanes, that can sometimes turn into a big return. But good discipline by the DeSoto special teams once again, and they're able to pin to Burke deep.
That's something we've seen all night, something you made mention of, and rightfully so. They've done a terrific job covering themselves on the special teams. That front four, they like to play that four-man base defense, and they've been terrific up there, clogging the run for the most part in the middle as well. Right now they're in a 4-3 defense. Davis is once again your quarterback. He's been there all the second half of action for the Cavaliers. He's in the gun. He's got two receivers out right, and he's got Trips out left, and now he has a runner going in motion. Now he's going to flip it to Mack on a little bit of a reverse, but Mack beats his man to the corner, and he's got some room as he turns it upfield across the first down marker inside to the 38-yard line. Nice run for Mack using his wings.
Nice run by Tariq Mack. I think we had a flag fly in late there from the referee going to the far sideline. Not really sure that that was a late hit out of bounds. Looked like certainly there was some contact in the field of play, but a nice run by Mack, and he gets a little breathing room.
See what that official rules it. But Mack, he's got himself over 60 yards rushing now in this ball game, so he's been nice quick little back. I like that comparison you mentioned earlier to the Tavon Austin, and especially when they do plays like that.
Sure, well, a threat quite a few ways, you know, able to run the football. You see him stretch the field there. They've run some jet sweeps, so they try to get him in the screen game as well. We saw him with a little post-up play, so to speak, there on the Davis completion for the two-point conversion where he's able to get in front of the corner and use his body a little bit and create some separation. So nice night for Tariq Mack. Certainly would expect big things in the future for that young man.
Personal foul call on DeSoto brings the Cavaliers to the 48-yard line of the Dragons. Davis in the backfield. He's going to throw. He throws it to the right side, caught by Jennings. Jennings makes the catch, breaks one tackle, but cannot break the next three guys that come right at him. Gain of about nothing on that one. So Jennings with the catch. Doesn't get much on it, though. Gain of nothing there. The completion, the first completion of the night for Matt Davis at the quarterback spot. Other than that two-point conversion, that is, of course, but that won't register on the yard stat lead. Davis has got three receivers out left. He's got two out right. Dragons once again. The four-man front. Davis, he's going to pass. He's going to roll it up the middle. Now he's going to run up the middle. Power his way across the 45, down to about the 44-yard line on that second and 11 play. They'll make it now third and about roughly 6 yards here, third and six, third and seven.
Matthew Davis has done a really nice job at quarterback here in the last few possessions. Certainly some personnel change for DeSoto, but and Kyle Noah did some good things as well when he was in there for DeBerg. But I thought Davis has really played well. He's run hard. He's made some good decisions with the football. He's made a couple tough plays as well.
It really has looked good back there. And Davis, clock under 3 minutes now and counting. They have the ball at the 44. They've scored. The last possession, there's a swing pass out left. Once again, there's Mack, and he turns the corner, and he's got a lot of room. There goes Mack. Is anybody going to catch him? Down the sideline, touchdown, Cavaliers. Matt Davis on the pass, and there is Mack talking about it from there, finding more creative ways to give him the ball, and he runs that one all the way into the end zone for a long 45-yard touchdown run.
That was the situation there, Will. Tariq Mack just got on the edge, and there was really nobody with an angle to get to him. Tremendous burst of speed down the sideline. We talked about how I was able to stretch the field, and they've gotten the ball in a few different situations. Right there, they get it to him quickly. He's able to get to the outside. A little contained loss there by the DeSoto defense, and it's off to the races.
Huge play, and that really, really shows his speed. Man, he's quick. He beat everyone. There was people with the angle, and he was still able to outrun everybody. It's a big pass and catch there. Now they're going for two. They've converted both of their two-point conversions. Davis, though, not going to do anything that time. He gets swarmed in the backfield by a bunch of Dragons, and no conversion there. So the time, 54-22 is your score right now. That first and 10 sponsor, though, you got to thank them. Coldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. So the Dragons, they lead it 54-22 with 2:18 to play in this one. We'll be back with more on 1400 KJF.
Are you ready for warm weather? Ready to head out of town on a great vacation? Book a memorable one that the whole family will remember by calling McFarland Travel at 636-937-5679. The friendly and knowledgeable staff will help you book a warm and relaxing vacation. And that's what you deserve. They'd love to get your vacation plans rolling. Just call McFarland Travel today at 636-937-5679. That's McFarlandTravel.com.
This time, Lamont Allen isn't returning the football. He is not on the field for the DeSoto Dragons as well as DeBerg gets set to kick off. Cavaliers, the kicker, two fingers in the air, checks right, checks left, gets his 10-yard running start. It's a little pooch kick. This one goes down inside to about the 40-yard line, goes out of bounds on DeBerg. And so that will be a procedure penalty on the Cavaliers. Collision of the game, he has to go back to the fumble and strip by Shannon Stranger. Crown Collision Center at Crown Motors, where customers bring their friends. Highway 67, north of Farmington. Zach Smith has 168 yards on the ground rushing, two touchdowns through the air, two touchdowns, 82 yards throwing. Snats, of course, brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. He's really been the story. In that first half of action for the Dragons.
Right on the 40-yard line.
So DeSoto, they'll start this one at about the 40-yard line. Caleb Kime has a couple catches, 33 total yards and a touchdown. Lamont Allen has 30 yards and a touchdown, as well as a long kickoff return for a touchdown. And Jordan Anderson with a catch and run of about 20 yards as well for the Dragons. Once again, in the quarterback position is Beckett. That looked like probably just run this clock out. Hands it off. There's a penalty as it is given to the running back, Watson. He brings it out, pushes it for about a gain of three on the right hash from the 40-yard line.
Watson really made something out of nothing there. Another high snap situation. Beck was able to corral it, get the ball in the inside handoff. And we'll see what the penalty is here. I'm assuming it's going to go against the Dragons.
Certainly appeared that way. We'll see what the officials have to say. They're looking towards the sideline, conferring with each other, and the far sideline by the Cavalier bench as we try to see exactly what that was. But this DeSoto team, it's really good to see for them that this energy is going to translate into two wins on the season. It was something Coach Johnson really preached.
They
were under 500 last year. Now with two wins, that's a great start to try to get back over that 500 hump, and it'd be for the first time in several years that they would finish with a winning record. So a good start here for Coach Johnson under his first year as a head coach.
Yeah, I think anytime, you know, as a coach, will you come in? I know Coach Johnson's been around in a different capacity last year, but, you know, really to take over the program, to try and remake it his own image, so to speak, to preach things like the aggressiveness, the energy, the enthusiasm, the toughness. You know, those are things that are hallmarks of his program, things he's trying to instill. And I think when you have success early like this, it really increases that buy-in. You can certainly tell that the upperclassmen of this group, which are a lot of times the key, getting those guys to commit, guys who only have one more go around when a new face comes in, getting them to really buy in and commit to it. You can certainly see that they've had some guys do that, and you wouldn't be able to have the success they've had on all, in all three phases without that. But I think that buy-in just continues to increase when you're able to have success going out and executing the things that Coach Johnson's preaching and the hallmarks of his program, so to speak. So another encouraging week for DeSoto.
No doubt about it. They'll move to 2-0 with this one as the clock is ticking, under 1 minute to play in this one. Beckett, your quarterback, a procedure penalty, first and 15 now from the 35-yard line. Whistles blow yet again, and now a timeout by the DeSoto Dragons. So we'll take a short break here on 1400 at KJF. The score right now for the Dragons, 54-22, with 1:52 to play on the clock.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
The faculty and students at Jefferson R7 are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be a high-caliber athlete on and off the field. Stay driven, stay focused, and keep up all the hard work and teamwork, and all your efforts will pay off. This message brought to you by everyone at the Jefferson R7 schools. They say, go Blue Jays!
And completes it to Jeremy Harmon on the first round play, and it gets out to about the 45-yard line. So Harmon with a nice catch and run. So it was a first down, gain of about 11 yards. So it's going to be second and five. Second and four, I should say. Take a look at the scoreboard. Valley Catholic over St. Jan, 49-22 on J98. Farmington leads over North County, 34-16 on KREI. Jefferson losing to East Prairie, 19-8 on the Web TV game. Brentwood beating Grandview 72-8. Fredericktown over Herculaneum 41-14 in the fourth quarter. Perryville with a 20-0 lead over St. Pius in the fourth. Scott City topping St. Vincent at the moment 18-14 in the fourth quarter. Potosi over St. Clair 35-7. That's final. Festus has retaken the lead. They're up 16-12 in the fourth quarter over Sullivan. St. Charles is beating Windsor 27-20 in the fourth quarter. And Afton is beating Steckman 9-0. Steckman has yet to score so far this season. It's an injury down on the field, trying to figure out who that is. Northwest up 27-16 over Riverview Gardens as they look to try to get their first win of the season. That's a rundown of your sports scoreboard. Of course, you're definitely going to want to make sure you tune in to the End Zone Show, Home Pools and Spas in Lettington. Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family with a pool or spa. From Home Pools and Spas, they can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Everybody's going to Home Pools and Spa in Lettington. End Zone Show, of course, going to be aired right after this ball game here on KGF on 98.5 FM. You can hear that, though, right here on 1400 KGF. We'll have that simulcasted as well. At the end of the night, be sure to look out for our scoreboard as well online at MIMOinfo.com. Definitely going to want to be sure to tune that in. We're going to step aside real quick for a short timeout as the injury is on the field. Coach Johnson out there talking with officials. So the score at the moment, DeSoto leads 54-22. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The DeSoto School District would like to thank the students, staff, parents, and patrons for all of your continued support as we continue to build the future together. DeSoto Schools are a proud member of the Missouri State High School Activities Association and remind all spectators that games are competitive, but they're also an educational experience for all players and students. Continue to show respect and sportsmanship throughout all the games this coming season. Go Dragons!
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
seconds to play. Dragons lead 54-22 over the Cavaliers of Bishop DeBoer High School here. Third down and four after an incomplete pass from Beckett. Of course, the injury on the play was to Jeremy Harmon, but he was able to walk out the field on his own power. So third and four from the 46-yard line of DeSoto. With the ball, gives it to Watson. Watson powers his way across the 50. Good enough for a first down. And the Dragons will most certainly run it down the clock. Probably take a knee here coming up. As the clock has stopped at 48 seconds as they move the chains. But now it has resumed. 47 seconds now and counting. So Beckett gets the call. And we'll see. It looked like they're just going to take a knee here in this one. So the DeSoto Dragons in their home opener over the Bishop DeBoer Cavaliers. As now looks like Beckett's going to go from the gun as he retreats. He does go from the gun. There's a snap. There's the knee. And that will do it. The DeSoto Dragons, 15 seconds and counting. And the Dragons come away in a home opener with a big 54-22 victory. They are greeted by a standing ovation from the home crowd here. And it was a good one that came out to see their Dragons really come out firing on all cylinders. There was no weakness in their game tonight, Zach.
No, not a bit, man. All three facets of the game. We talked about sort of what the first team offense is able to do. But, tremendous swarming pursuit by the defense as well. And, special teams were excellent also. So, very good night for the Dragons. Great home opener for the Coach Johnson era. And expect DeSoto to feel pretty good about themselves going into next week.
So, the Dragons, they move to 2-0 on the season with the big 54-22 victory over the DeBoer Cavaliers, and they of course defeated Perryville 23-15 the last week. DeBoer falls to 0-2 on the season with the loss this week. So DeSoto 2-0, perfect so far in Chris Johnson's first year as head coach of the DeSoto Dragons. Zach Smith, the star in this one, had 168 yards rushing and a couple touchdowns, 58-yard run, 65-yard run. He also had 82 yards and a couple touchdowns through the air, one to Caleb Keim, one to Lamont Allen on the fade round, and a defensive touchdown, 70-yard run and scoop from Shannon Stranger. So, once again, final score, 54-22, DeSoto Dragons over the Bishop DeBoer Cavaliers. Will Cheshire alongside Zach Bone, and a special thanks back in the studio to Madeline Gilbert, Ryan Reinhammer, and Crystal Wilcutt for all their hard work back there making this all possible to do. Make sure you tune in to the End Zone Show on KGF. We'll have a breakdown of all the area scores, so don't go away. You'll also hear from head coach Chris Johnson of the DeSoto Dragons. Thanks once again. Take care and enjoy the weekend.